What's going on, guys? My name is Jackson Bunganyi. Welcome to Voice of America's special coverage of the Basketball Africa League semifinals. It's playoff time in Kigali. Two more games until the finals in Kigali on Saturday. I'm joined by my partner right here in studio, my guy, Mark Bill Yabaro. What's going on,
What's going on, Jax? How you feeling, brother?
Yes, sir, I'm feeling good. How you feeling? I see you with a cup of coffee.
You know, you got to get prepared for the game.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
There's nothing quite like a nice, fresh iced coffee
to
get
brew,
the game.
A little brew to keep you up. To keep you awake.
Absolutely.
If you need anything to keep you awake, it's this next matchup between El Ahly of Libya, debutant team, making his first appearance in the BAL, dominating in their conference. I think they were in the Nile Conference in Cairo, and now they're in Kigali, and they're still dominant. They're still in it to win it.
They've still only lost one game, I believe.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, who'd have thought that Libya has a team that...
I'm telling you, we were all shocked.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they knocked out the defending champions, Al Ahly Egypt. They said, I'm the real Al Ahly.
Mugmill has a hoodie that says hard to digest on it, like a very big word. So maybe that's information. It was really hard for him to digest Al Ahly's, you know, journey up to where it is right now.
I'm still trying to compute. I'm still trying to figure it out myself.
The math is not mathing for you. But listen, here we are, Rivers Hoopers themselves representing Nigeria as a team. As a franchise, as a basketball country, Nigeria has not done really well. This is the first time they're making an appearance in the playoffs. Previously, Kwara Falcons, Rivers Hoopers, they have not been able to make it past the conferences to Kigali. Here they are, and they're in the semifinals.
Honestly, Jackson, I think this is a great representation of what we all expected an African giant to do, right? You know, you're expecting Nigeria, as big as it is, with all the talent and skills that they have across a plethora of different, whether it's sports and arts and everything, you never quite expect Nigeria to be knocked down as early as they have numerous times in this BAL tournament for the last couple of seasons that they've been there. So this is a really good showing of what they can do.
Right.
And I don't think that they're done now.
I know, they're still in it.
Yeah.
They're also in it to win it. I think you're right, Mark Bell. You know, when BAL started 4 years ago, it's hard to believe it's already season number four. Mm-hmm. We thought Nigeria was going to dominate this. You know,
from the very beginning.
The biggest black, I think the largest black population on the continent. Mm-hmm. They have the kind of resources. But the one thing apparently they lacked was the organizational ability to get their situation worked out. Because even at some point, I think it was last year, they were thrown out of BAL because of issues at home, whether it's in the league, corruption, whatever it was, they were not able to play. And that showed to me that somehow they were able to find it within themselves to get their act together this year and pour all their resources into Rivers Hoopers that are now being financed by the Rivers state government. They were able to acquire some great players like Will Perry, who is the point guard for the team, Divine Eke, who we will, we'll replay some of the interview we had with them a while ago, and other big-time players. You can tell that this is a very different, Nigerian squad.
Yeah, no, I think to me the biggest thing is exactly what you mentioned. It's just, having Nigeria, especially the Rivers Hoopers, in this competition this far, them understanding the need for, Nigerian basketball to be at a high level for the game to get pushed on the continent. It kind of goes hand in hand, You don't want your most populous country to not, be...
To represent.
To not be good.
Absolutely.
At a sport that you know that they're good at, because we've had so many basketball NBA stars to have come out of,
Nigeria.
Nigeria, whether they came straight from the continent or they are of Nigerian descent. We've seen them time and time again. Even that first go-around team with the Rivers Hoopers had some NBA talent that played in the NBA on that team. But sometimes it's not only about how far an individual player has made it, but the collective and how well they play together.
Absolutely.
If you don't have the team chemistry, you can be...
You cannot go so far. You can only go so far, sorry. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's the key thing here, but... These two teams both have been playing really good team basketball, which is the most important thing this time around and in this specific, you know, stage of the tournament. Individual skill alone cannot get you past the conference stages.
The knockout stages. Yeah, absolutely. So four teams left so far this season in Kigali. That is Al Ahly of Libya, Cape Town Tigers, who we are calling, I decided to call them the Cinderella story of the BAL.
Wow.
Because even how they made it to Kigali, we're still not able to compute
and
that.
And then how they basically made it out of their last game
was unbelievable. Absolutely. I mean, that was a nail biter in so many ways.
What a game.
We have Petro de Luanda of Angola. Honestly, I would have... The way Petro played in the conference in Karahari in South Africa... It did not look like the Petro de Luanda that we knew.
Right.
And I did not think they would come this far. It seemed to me like, just like Al Ahly Egypt was knocked out, the reigning champions were knocked out in Kigali at the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I thought Petro would be out by now.
Man, but Petro just also, I believe they won on a nail biter too, you know? The game was, if I'm not mistaken, came right down to the wire. If I'm looking at it, it was 66-65 against AS Douan, 1-point game. Like, it doesn't get crazier than that. It doesn't get closer than that. So for me, I feel like this Petro team, majority of the core has stayed together for all four seasons. We've said this. They know how to play together. So on any given day, they really can, you know, show you what Angolan basketball is about.
Yeah.
But because they've been in the league the entire time, maybe that shows that the Angolan league in Angola is maybe not the strongest.
Because you constantly
keep seeing the same team coming out of coming out to represent the BAL. It shows you maybe the league is not that strong, but maybe
not
this,
that dynamic.
Right. Maybe this could be though. Yeah. You know,
the wake-up call they needed.
There we go.
Yeah.
This could be their season because season one, two, and three.
I mean, you keep seeing the same guys over and over. They also represented the national team.
You're also thinking that last season, season three, we all expected them to win it because it was gradually like they kept getting further and further into the tournament, right?
Yes.
But, you know,
They lost in the finals.
They lost in the finals the year before,
I believe.
Last year they went to the third place game and then lost to Stade Malien in third place, so they came fourth place. Mm. So they kind of regressed.
Mm.
But still a team that has shown that they get out of the group phases all the time.
Right.
But now it's about, you know, how far can we go?
Can
we get beyond the semis? We've been to the finals before. Can this be the year that they win it all?
Absolutely. So except for Petro de Luanda, all the three remaining teams, Al Ahly of Libya, Cape Town Tigers, and Rivers Hoopers,
have never been here.
They've never. This is their first time playing the BAL semifinals.
Wow.
That is... I'd love to see this.
That's amazing.
Just like what is happening in the NBA right now, where we don't know which is the superstar team. Wow. Anyone. It's anybody's game at this point. That is what we love to see.
Yep.
And going back a little bit to Petro de Luanda, you know, I would love to see more. Like, we've always known Angola to be a basketball powerhouse. But if you're a basketball powerhouse, how is it that you're only represented by the same team over and over and over? What kind of competition do you have in the local leagues?
Right. I think that at one point that they were, maybe not so much now, or maybe sometimes another bigger issue, Jax, with a lot of like African club teams is certain clubs just have better finances, right, than others. So like if Petro has been a dominating force for so long that maybe the other clubs just can't compete with them financially. Now, if you can't compete with somebody financially, similar to like if you look in like in the French soccer league, PSG versus all the rest of the teams, PSG's budget is like France's budget. Mm. Like it's like France's
like
team.
The whole country.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So the country is funding the team.
Yeah.
Now you can get a million, you can get the biggest guys. You have Neymar, Messi and Mbappe playing
Mbappe,
at one point, you know, a couple years back. That's insanity.
Yeah.
You know, so I think some kind of a situation like that may be happening with Petro, them being so strong and so dominant. Mm. But I would love to see another team come out of there.
I mean, Petro de Luanda is a representative of the company Petro, which is an oil company.
Okay,
so I'm thinking that their pockets are deep enough.
Makes a lot of sense.
But on the other hand, then, have we misjudged Angola as a basketball powerhouse? Maybe we were conflating the success of Petro de Luanda to make that Angola has...
It's possible. It may also be that Angola has historically been a dominating factor in basketball from time.
Mm.
Maybe it hasn't,
come into the... Egypt. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Maybe it hasn't just come into the times, or maybe it never really, moved over to modern day. I don't know.
I would love to see going back to that El Ali analogy, Zamalek El Ali dynamic coming out of Angola.
Right.
Show us who else is on the league, in the league that is able to...
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. That Egyptian league shows you how powerful it is, because it's the only country that has two teams not only represent, but also win. Because Zamalek won
season one, yes.
And Al Ahly won last year.
Absolutely.
So that's...
Now that really, yes, that's
that
a
shows you
that this is a powerhouse.
Anybody who comes out of our league,
absolutely,
it can really dominate.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
huge. Yeah.
And now we'll see whether Libya has more than just El Ahly Libya. Maybe there are other teams that in the league. I've not done any research on that.
Right.
But the fact that I think most of the players on El Ahly Libya are foreign players. Mm-hmm. We have Majok, I think, yeah. some South Sudanese. But this is the first time Rivers Hoopers and El Ahly Libya are going to face off.
Right.
This is the first time they're playing together, because they came
ever?
From different... Yes.
Oh, in the season this year.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Ever, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Ever. Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
this is the first time. This
welcome.
We're watching history.
Hey, let's do it.
So I spoke to Queen Mosef Joseph. She is with the Rivers Hoopers earlier. She was getting ready, that team, she was with the team, and they were getting ready to hit the court as we are looking at live shots from the BK Arena. Actually, she was in the BK Arena when I spoke to her just a few minutes ago. Just how the team is getting ready, what it means for them to be in this place at this moment. Let's hear what she said. Hi, Queen. Good afternoon. First of all, congratulations on being the first Nigerian team to qualify for the BAL playoffs. Can you share what this achievement means to the team and the wider Nigerian basketball community?
It means a whole lot. It means a whole lot. First Nigerian team to get to the semis of the BAL since the inception of the BAL in 2021. The last three editions have really not been great for Nigerian teams. Especially the fact that we have automatic slots to the BAL. Other teams or other countries with automatic slots, you see them going as far as the semifinals, the finals, or the quarterfinals. But for us, we've been disappointed, no doubt. As a country, we've been disappointed. But for River Surfers to achieve this, to become the first Nigerian team to achieve this, is really huge. It's big for us as a team, big for us representing the country. And it's now set the bar so high that all the Nigerian teams coming afterwards, whoever would represent Nigeria, whether it's the River Supers next year or not, the team or whoever that team is knows that you have your work cut out. You have to represent. You have to match same record or similar record or go as far as possible, because if River Supers have been able to do it in the fourth edition of the BAL, then any team, any Nigerian team coming afterwards can do it. Or if a River Supers coming again next year, then we have to make sure that we maintain this momentum going forward. So it means a lot for us as a team, as a country. It's so much joy for us.
Mm.
Also shows how much work was put in behind the scenes for us to get here.
Right.
And a lot put together to get here.
Now, not only did you make it to the playoffs, you're only one of the four teams that are making it to the semifinals. You're about to play El Ahly of Libya. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, it's tough. It's tough. No doubt. Ever since the first quarterfinal game, and we knew we were going to face the winner between the two Al Ahly, we just knew that whoever we're going to meet out of is going to be a tough one. There might be debutants this year, but looking at how the BAL has been played, it has showed us that being debutant is not an excuse to do well. Because last year we saw Stade Malien, debutant of the championship, but they fell short anyway in the semifinal. And they got to the top place game and won it, so they finished third. So, but being debutant, you cannot rule them out of being debutant. They showed quality, they showed intensity, they showed hunger as well, so to do well. Looking at that game against Malawi, it was a close game, no doubt about it, but after all, they just proved that they were just better and better prepared than defending champions. So for a team to take out the defending champions, you should take them seriously. So it's going to be a huge matchup, a big matchup for us. Mm. We'll be looking forward to the three main guys for the Alalis, for talking about Robert, the point guard, American point guard, and the two South Sudanese players, Majid Beng and Loa Loa, who broke the record for the most points scored in a game. So right. It's going to be a huge one. And not forgetting the Abati as well, who has 2 BAL titles already.
Yeah.
So semi-finals for him, making another final would be good for him. Last year, he fell short in the semi-finals, not getting to the finals, etc. So we know it's going to be a big game for us, and so, it will be tough.
Right.
By the end of the day, I know it's about team with so much hunger and the aggression that will get them.
Right, and momentum, and who can sustain the momentum. But can you discuss some of the roles of some of your standout players? I know you talked about some of the players on Al Ahly's side, but what about the team players on your side? Who are some of the players that you think are going to make the difference this time around?
Definitely, you cannot call Rivers without calling your parents. That's just true. He has been key since the beginning of the BAL, from the Sarah Conference to this very moment. He has been huge for the River Troopers. So you cannot look at the River Troopers and then overlook Will Perry. And it's not just about Will Perry. I know it's a Will Perry show. He takes what happens in the game at the point guard. But the starting five alone, talking about the starting five of the River Troopers, are quality guys enough to win a game for you at every point in time. You want to go to Divine AK. Divine AK will always get you those shots in the paint, those dunks, he always get it for you. And don't forget, you also get those 3 points at times. And you want to go back to the 3 points, the 4 points position, John Wilkins, yes, might not be getting all those shots. But defensively, it has been fantastic for the River Supers. He tries to clear those spaces, and then in between those spaces, Divine will always have opportunities down into the paint through the middle to get those balls in. And not to forget the main defensive player for us, Peter Olunsemeka. He has been fantastic. He has been brilliant.
Absolutely.
Three double double in this the BAL. He made it a third one in the last game. He had 2 double doubles in Sarah Conference. He has been so huge for us. So huge.
Yeah.
And not to forget Kevin Amayo, which is a point guard who is a combo guard anyway. He's a combo guard. Sometimes when we're carrying it to rest, you see him on the
floor. They bring him in.
Even when we carry him on the floor, he's also on the floor as well. So experience and the quality of those guys has really showed that they are the reason why we've gone this far.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the bench as well. Victor Anthony Cocoa has also helped defensively. He doesn't need to score, but when it comes to those rebounds, when it comes to those screens, he's one key player when it comes off the bench, and he's a domestic player. So these are players who you always count on, and who you always look back on that year, so we always deliver for the River Supers, and it made huge difference for the River Supers.
Queen Mosef, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us. Good luck in the game. We'll probably talk to you again, maybe on the finals when you make it.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Have a good day.
That was Queen Joseph Mosef. She's with the Rivers Hoopers. They come, you know, they're from Port Harcourt, I believe, Rivers State. She's talking about how the team is ready. They have, they're optimistic that they can take on Libya's Al Ahly. This is the first time both teams are playing. Mugbill, you know, I asked her the same question. Let me ask you the same question I asked her. Who are some of the players that you think will make the difference for the Rivers Hoopers this time around?
For me, as she mentioned, I definitely would say Will Perry. Will Perry is a game changer. He's the type of player that, because of his offensive repertoire, it causes
teams to have to build their defense around him.
Yeah, to adjust.
So you really don't want to let him start getting too hot. So if you can have anyone but him, beat you, you would rather that happen. Yeah. But he is such an asset for them because he can really not only score but be a huge decoy for his team as well, because you're always expecting him to get the shot. So now it'll open up some players like a Kelvin Amayo or a Devin Eke that you had the pleasure of speaking with a little while ago. And I think these are the players that we should be watching for this team. And then if I look at on the Al Ahly Libya side, we have players like Golden, right? Where we've seen his
He can be explosive.
Golden really is a floor general for this team.
Absolutely.
And he's shown time and time again what he means in crucial moments when the game is getting tough. He finds ways to get his team involved and also score some really, really big buckets for them as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Al Ahly comes into this game as the highest scoring team in the postseason, averaging at least 87 points per game.
Wow.
Their offensive prowess has been a key factor in their historic run, because again, this is the first time they're a debutant team. I did not expect them to come this far,
right?
Later on, even win in the get out of the conference to come to make it to the playoffs,
right?
But here they are, one of the four teams in the semifinals
and dominating,
absolutely, and dominating.
Because look, if we look at it too, Jax, right? Their pathway here was not easy, man, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely,
like, you're going up against defending champs,
yeah, absolutely,
that you are. Already were in the same conference with that have had the luxury of beating you already, got used to you, so you had to make some adjustments. Huge
absolutely, man. And Al Ahly, they're known for their high paced offense and sharp shooting, their ball movement, perimeter shooting, aggressive drive to the basketball. That is what has brought them to where they are in this moment in history, as they're looking to take the BAL trophy on Saturday, which a game that we'll be broadcasting for you live. Mark Bill, you're going to be in, right?
Absolutely.
Don't leave me alone.
Absolutely. We're in here together. Interestingly enough, Jax, if we look at this team, the diversity in the scoring from the starting lineup, if we just go through, it's unreal, right? So Kevin Marcus Murphy's averaging 17.4 points a game, right? Robert Golden is averaging 22 points per game, right? We have Majok Machar Dieng averaging 14.5 points and 7 rebounds. We have Lual Akul averaging 21 and 10. This is a, man, not only is this a well-oiled machine, this is also
a dangerous machine.
Man, this machine has too many weapons, man.
It will roll over,
man,
you.
Who are you going to stop?
I know, exactly.
A double-double machine, or you... This is, man, I'm really liking what I'm seeing from this team, you know. On the other side, obviously, you have Will Perry with 18 points per game. Kelvin Amayo, about 13. You have Peter Olasemeka, who we've mentioned time and time again as well, averaging a double-double clean, almost 10.8 points a game and averaging almost 12 rebounds a game. Divine Eke, another double-double, 15 and 11. And John Wilkins with 6 and 3.5 rebounds. So all in all, man, this is a collective team effort from both parties. You're not going to get to the semifinals if you don't have a star-studded squad starting off. At least your starting five has got to be very solid.
Yeah.
So from the beginning of the competition till now, man, these guys have been balling, man.
Absolutely. I love it. You and I have been covering this league for the last 4 years now.
Yeah.
And we remember the days of these standout journeymen who would come in and just dominate that one team, put up buckets, 30, 40 buckets.
In losing effort sometimes.
Most of the time it would be losing efforts, bro. Most of the time,
right,
when the one guy would make all these buckets and the team loses.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, how are we going to the point? Do we get to the point where these teams are balanced out? Like, you bring in a player who works well with everybody else,
right?
Spreads the ball, moves the ball around, and gets everybody involved. And that's how we saw Will Perry coming in. I think he came in last season. Even though he was putting up the buckets, he was also helping out as a point guard. I think he played for was it ROG or APR? He played for a run-on side.
Yeah.
Anyway, And right now he's playing for the Rivers Hoopers, and he's really shining. He's doing very well. He's putting up, like, the last game
covered.
We watched, he was about 32 points or 31 points. So that is a high number. He even had a double-double at some point.
Right.
But his team still won. And that tells me that there's been an adjustment, whether it's in the mentality, whether it's in the chemistry.
Yeah.
I was watching one of the videos he posted on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think it was Will Perry or somebody else, one of the players. And the way they play, they play very basic basketball.
Right.
Pass.
Right.
Pass.
Screen.
You know, screen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Set up the screen, pass, shoot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which was
fundamental basketball.
Very, you know, a couple of years ago, they were just like, grab the ball,
shoot. It would never happen. But you know, you see, that's the thing, though. I think now, now that this league has been in season four, I believe all the players that play in the league now understand what it's about, right? So this
Absolutely.
League, it's not like if you're an older player, you're not going to get a look to be able to say, look, I'm in my late 20s or early 30s that I'm going to kill in this league and then be able to get called up to the NBA.
Right, exactly.
You're not going to do
That's
that.
That's not your goal.
It's not your goal,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So the people who are going to get the NBA call-ups are the youth. They're
the
young players.
Old, the
16, 17,
old,
18,
yes.
maybe 20, 21.
Right.
You know, something like that. You could play in a G League
G-League,
you can get developed, right?
Yeah.
Especially the taller players, the more. You can't teach height is what they say, right?
Absolutely.
But if you're a journeyman, it's in your best interest to understand what value you bring here and make sure that it's not like, you know, you can always tell the difference between a guy who's trying to go for 40 and just cares about himself versus a guy who got forced to put up 40 to help the team.
Exactly.
You can always tell.
Yes.
You can, like, one, it's like he's trying to get other people. Like, I remember Cape Town Tigers. This young man, Ducati.
Yeah.
Ducati Diarra.
Ducati Cartier. You know,
Cartier Ducati Diarra. Man, he's a baller.
Yeah.
And the thing I love about him is he is a pass-first type of guy.
Yeah.
But really, he can score.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really know that his scoring was really that elite because
he's
such a selfless passer.
Right.
But then,
so you thought that was a weakness for him
in terms
of scoring.
I thought that he had to get others involved because he couldn't score.
Yeah.
But come to find out, he found openings when he was like, my guys are not scoring. We need points.
Let me go
to the corner, three, scores.
Boom.
He's playing defense.
Yeah.
He got fouled out because he was playing really good defense as well. So, you know, when you have players like that, man,
you know the team is winning.
You love to see it,
You know
it,
the
man.
Team is winning.
Yeah.
It's going all the way.
Yeah.
I love to see that the Cape Town Tigers actually made it this far.
Huge.
Even though we had counted them out in many
ways. They almost had the worst fumble of all time in BAL history. They were up 10 points with under 2 minutes left and crumbled.
Yes.
Because FUS Rabat went on a 13-0 run. That's unacceptable.
Wow, that's unacceptable.
Man.
Absolutely.
But luckily for them, they could just have that amnesia.
That's the other thing that I've seen about this league is that they have these runs where, like, a team is up by, like, a good
15
margin
sometimes
in, like, 2 minutes to go. And then they just go on a drought. A scoring drought.
Right.
The other team catches up and sometimes wins.
It's,
and if it hadn't been for that shot from
Semkelo.
Yeah, Semkelo. I think they would be home by now.
For sure.
And it would have been really sad the
man,
way they had been leading.
Man, shot. That's the biggest shot in Cape Town Tiger history.
Absolutely.
For the BAL.
BAL history,
for
actually.
Sure. For
like,
sure.
It was critical seconds. He went up. He was guarded. I think they even touched the ball a little bit.
Right.
He stayed up.
And
I was watching it on my phone. I know you guys were watching it.
You should have seen it. First off, inside this studio, it was me and Mike covering it. Mike was losing his mind. First off, Mike watching them go down by 13, he's screaming at the TV. He's screaming. What's going on?
That must have been a sight.
I was sitting here like, man, FUS is looking like they're catching up. It was so crazy. But I've never seen Mike jump so high after, you know, after they scored. But it was such an exciting game.
Absolutely.
Just to watch it, you know. It was quite
enjoyable.
Absolutely.
In case you're just joining us, my name is Jackson Bunganyi. I'm with Mark Bill Yabaro. This is the Voice of America's special coverage of the Basketball Africa League playoffs in Kigali, Rwanda. We're about to watch or witness a historic playoff matchup between Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers and Al Ahly of Libya. Libya facing off for the first time ever, both teams with their unique characteristics and strength brought You know, there's a certain, you know, like attitude I've enjoyed to see in the Rivers Hoopers. You know what I'm saying? They're not a team that feels like they're struggling. They come in with the confidence whenever they're playing.
Right.
And I think that has been able to translate well. Because, you know, sometimes also it's
belief,
mental.
Oh, my God. If you go into any game, any sport, anything in life, and you don't believe in yourself.
And you're mentally defeated.
Oh, you gave it up already. You already gave it up. So the thing I like about it is I feel like every single team, Cape Town is a great example, right? Where they literally, before they knocked out Foos, they literally had only won one game. But they still went into every game believing that they could win. Because if you don't have the belief, best believe, you are out of here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the kind of attitude you need to bring for this kind of games. Rivers Hoopers versus El Ahly Libya. We're about to go live into the BK Arena in Kigali, Rwanda. We are at voaafrica.com. That's our website where we're streaming live these games. VOA is a partner, broadcasting partner for the Basketball Africa League. We are witnessing history in so many ways aside from this matchup between these two teams. Libya is a debutant team, a team that I didn't expect Libya to have a team later on have a winning team of this nature, given some of the political upheavals that have been happening in their country for the last since 2012.
Yeah.
But here they are. They are in it to win it. They're playing against Rivers Hoopers, a team also that in many ways was counted out because of some of the issues that are taking place in Nigeria around basketball and the league, some of the, you know, whatever issues there are. I really don't know the details. I know they had to be suspended by NBA Africa, by the BAL, because, again, they were not able to get their act together. But this year they're in it. And I was, like, I did not think Rivers Hoopers was getting out of Dakar. You know what I'm saying? That's how surprised that was.
It definitely was a shocker to a lot of people. But really, not only did they come out of there, they came out of there at the top of the group, you know, really in a resounding style, really showcasing that, look, this is our, it's almost like the redeemed team, right?
Yeah, the redeemed team,
they're coming back and letting you know, look, we came here the first go-around and we didn't really like how we showcased and we showed ourselves. So we're here to now showcase that, you know, this is the new Rivers Hoopers.
Absolutely. Let's go to Kigali for Coach Ugo Udadu.
And it's a run that we intend to keep alive tonight. So everybody's really excited. We've done all that we need to do. We're hoping we'll have a great game tonight and at the end of the day, see if we can make it to the finals.
Coach, some teams have planned a bit around Will Perry and his playmaking. Is that a factor that comes into strategy tonight? Do you think that's going to be something that's going to be done?
Well, they could try, but I don't see how it's going to work because Will Perry, of course, was a major factor for us in the game against U.S. Monastir. But on any given night, any of those other fellas can jump up too. Divine can step up, Kelvin can step up, every other person can step up. So I think it's a bad strategy targeting one person. You have to think about the five people who are on the court.
Well, I'm going to say best of luck, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And there's the starting five, of course, for Rivers Hoopers. No change from the victory over U.S. Monastir, Usher.
It is the ninth consecutive time that Coach Ogo is going with the same starting five. Will Perry, the floor general, averaging 18.4 points per game, is joined by that man, Kelvin Amayo, the man that has attempted the most threes here, Peter Olisemeka, Divine AK, and John Wilkins, the Moroccan international.
Let's take a look at Al Ahly Libya.
Coach, just a quick question. How are you feeling? What's the mood like in the camp heading into this very big game?
Yes, big game for sure. Big competition, big game. But I'm okay. I'm very quiet, you know. For me, this is not first time. I was on many competitions like this. I'm quiet, first of all, because my players are ready to give the maximum. And if you do it in a life, everything, what you can do it, only better team can win, nothing else.
This is two good rebounding teams, maybe the best rebounding teams in the Basketball Africa League. Is that a very big part of the game plan going into this one?
I absolutely agree with you. I think that Rivers and a better team when rebounding than we, and that will be one of our main points to stop their offensive rebounds.
Best of luck today, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Coach Sharon mentioned we got one change. Kevin Murphy back in the starting five.
Yeah, Kevin Murphy, who missed the Al Ahly game of Egypt, is back in the starting five. Robert Golden, Mahmoud Ben El Haji, Majok Deng, and that man, Lual Lual Achuel, will join the starting five for the Libyan champions. Lual Lual, of course, the man who has the current PAL record highest score in a single game, 42 points. Can he make that impact here today against the Rivers Hoopers?
Get ready to shudder and shake as the Nigerian Kingsmen take on Al Ahly of Libya for place in Saturday's final. Will Perry. And already he's just taken the ball back into his half of the court. They get possession back, Al Ahly.
And it's a great start there for the Rivers Hoopers with that steal, but they lose possession. It's a turnover for them real quick. And looking at the reaction there from Coach Ogo, a bit frustrated, but he knows his charges know what to do here today.
We have to bring in, of course, Quinton de Nason, South African international, on many occasions, who's sideline. Just going to see where this goes, and well, it's been picked up by Al Ahly Libya. Q, how are you today? Big game for these two teams.
Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to more drama in BAL in Season 4. This is a big one to start off this Wednesday version of the Final Four.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Two semi-finals. Coach Aramich, there he is, the man from Pristina, who's trying to lead Al Ahly Libya into their first ever final in their first ever BAL. And of course, Rivers Hoopers, second time that they've managed to qualify. That's Eke. Olisemeka gets the ball back, trying to go up again. Standout player for the Nigerian outfit, but on that occasion, travels.
A bit of a jittery start from both teams. 1 minute into the first quarter, no score on the scoreboard. You can see there's tension. Both these teams have never played in the semi-finals of the BAL. They're debuting here today. It's already history for them to play in this encounter.
Yeah, of course, everybody will be watching and glued to the televisions and the screens, of course, in Port Harcourt in Nigeria, where obviously this is a massive, massive scenario. The situation is big for Nigerian basketball in these Rivers Hoopers. Ball goes over the top, picked up, tamed, and made safe by Almayo. Mayo back to Perry. Perry putting in some fantastic performances in this season of the BAL, joining a new club, of course. And it's a long-range shot that goes way over the top. And made safe, dealt with at the back by Trey Golden. Gets it down to Murphy, who goes up and, well, he crashes into John Wilkins, who commits the foul.
Kevin Murphy just trying to find his way through that paint. There's a bit of a mismatch there with John Wilkins. He fouls, and Kevin Murphy goes to the free throw line.
Good to see Murphy back in the fold, having picked up that injury. He didn't manage to play the game against Al Ahly of Egypt, but very much in the frame and in the starting five, so he's obviously shrugged it off.
Yeah, he definitely has fresh legs here. It was the right knee that was the problem just a couple of days ago in that North African derby. And looking at that man, Solo Diabate, the Ivorian, two-time BAL champion, watching on from the bench. He's been coming off the bench here and giving some breather to Trey Golden as the point guard. But let's see how Coach Yeremich uses him today.
So there we see the first point that's been scored. Of course, Rivers Hoopers have the... Al Ahly Libya getting those points there. 2 points for them. Olisemeka on the edge of the arc, and Perry goes on a bit of a wander, and there is contact. They'll get possession back.
Well, Perry, the floor general of this Rivers Hooper side, he is a playmaker. He likes to penetrate into that paint, but also to really ask those questions and involve his teammates. It's interesting to see what strategy Coach Ogo uses today.
It is indeed. And there's the Perry shot going in. It just doesn't fall. Picked up by Deng. Deng. Oh, that's... is that going to still stay in bounds? Nicely picked up there. That's brilliant from Amayo. But he can't get his pass to Eke. And it's Matt. Oh, that's intercepted. Olisemeka. Great opportunity. Goes up for 3 points for Amayo. Great way to start for him.
Beautiful there from Kelvin Amayo. He has attempted the most threes here in season four. That's his 91st. And scoring his 28th three-pointer in this season four.
That's a wonderful little spin in the paint there from Atuel, who gets his first points of this semi-final.
It is a great start there from Atuel Lualua.
Perry in mid-range. Two goes in for Perry.
Back-to-back threes there for the Reefers Hoopers.
Well, that's just too easy, isn't it? Very good awareness there for Alali Livia, straight up to Atchiril. Unchallenged pair of points there.
That was slow reaction from the Reefers Hoopers, and you can see Coach Ogo saying, once you score, you need to run back to play defense.
Mayo puts it up. It's gone way over the top. Eke, nicely done. Good work. Amayo getting two more points. That's a solid start for Amayo.
Yeah, good eyes there from Olisemeka and Perry.
Coach Ogo loves to utilize this five. They run the heaviest minutes in the Basketball Africa League on the floor. And they do have a lot of chemistry. If it's not working for Perry, then you can look at either Divine Eke.
That is a first personal foul for Will Perry.
Or have a look
and
at Olisemeka on the floor.
That's definitely going to be an interesting matchup to see as Perry shoots over Lualua, the tallest player on the court.
Golden on the free throw line. Yeah, Q, we'll come over to you. Sorry, it's deafening sound here, of course. Not that you're just in front of a battalion of fine drummers, but just because there is a lot of noise in here.
And it's only going to get louder as an anticipated sold-out crowd. But Trey Golden has come into this team and has impacted them offensively. Has had two games with five threes, averaging 22 points. Has been a good addition for this team in the playoffs.
Wilkins goes up, and he unable to sink those two. Goes up to Atchiril again. You know, the fast passing, they'll try and take advantage of that because we know that Atchiril, devastatingly big, Usher, but at the same time, you know, he's a proven point scorer with his 42 that he managed to score in the Nile Conference to break all records.
He's very versatile and light on the court. He can run it down, and that should be a factor here against the Reefers Hoopers.
Well, it's good work, that is, to get the ball out to Wilkins, but the range, the shots are not going in at the moment too much for Reefers Hoopers, but they trail by one. Kevin Murphy goes up, swings it out. And out, Deng goes up, tries to use that soft touch. That is a wonderful velvet touch there from Majok Deng.
Majok Deng with his first 2 points here today against the Reefers Hoopers is one of their primary scorers in this game. And it will be interesting to see how they deal with him. He's quick on his feet and can attack the paint as if he was a small forward.
One of three players that had 23 points for Alali. And if you talk about a big three on the other side, then Deng, Atuel, and Murphy, who's come back in, he had a DNP. They'll play a big factor in this knockout game.
Asha, why am I not surprised that Q only wants to talk about the bigs?
I guess because he's a small one. A small man. A point guard.
Come on, he's an absolute giant. We love him. We love our gentle giant Q. Down in the corner, big long-range shot there coming in from that man, Amayo. He's hit a three already, but he doesn't manage to get his second of the day. We're midway through this first quarter, and to be honest with you, there's a lot of tension in the air, but both teams going face-to-face and throwing everything against each other, as expected. Oh, look at that. Once again, another score and another foul. Atchiril this time. That's going to be one of the tools that could potentially lead them into a positive place.
That's definitely going to be an interesting matchup between Walwal Atchiril and Peter Olisemeka, both players registering double-doubles in their previous games. But for now, we'll take a break.
Basketball Africa League coverage here on the Voice of America, Rivers Hoopers against El Ahly of Libya. The game has started off a little sloppy on both ends. Mark Bell, how is it looking so far?
Yeah, Jax, if I was to say, just looking at this game, to me, doesn't look like necessarily the best showing of semifinals basketball. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you just got to get the jitters out a little bit.
Get the momentum going.
There we go. Yeah. El Ahly at the moment currently has a 5-point lead.
Yeah,
6-point lead, yeah. I should say. 13-7, they are leading against the Rivers Hoopers, but... You know, it's still very early
to make any type of determination.
What we've seen in the past in this tournament is easily as things continue, what we know is that most of the time, an indication of the game starting early is not really what it is going to continue to be.
Right.
So when you have a 6-point lead or a 9-point lead, it doesn't really matter as long as, you know, you're able to just put your head down and make up the differential. How many times did
right?
we see 9-0 run in a game? After the first time out, yes. came right back, yeah. it was a completely different game.
10 points are nothing in this league. as you guys saw with the FA, if you're first there about and Cape Town,
right,
in
right.
1 minute you can overcome that difference. And that is about to happen right now. Let's go back to Kigali.
It is an interesting game for Al Ahly Libya in the paint. 8 of their 13 points have come on the inside, and they want to continue to go to the free throw line as Atuel misses that free throw.
Yeah, 1 of 6 from three-pointers for Rivers Hoopers. They're not dropping at the moment. That will probably change sometime during the game. Over to UQ after that timeout.
Coach Yeremich understands that they like to play inside out, so you can expect a couple more touches for Atuel inside. They're going to continue to try and work the inside against this Hoopers team.
Very interesting there to see how Al Ahly Libya are looking for their options. And that's it, a basket, 10 points on the inside for the Libyan champions. And first 4 points now for Trey Golden.
Perry back into Wilkins. Wilkins goes up. There's the shot that just comes off the rim. And it picked up by David Ike, the teenager. Gets a little touch to it. Ike goes through. Deng's got a bit of a hurt. He's hurt himself in the face there. Great score from that man, Eke. And it's got a 6-point lead for Al Ahly. He probably needs to get a bit of treatment there, Asher. I think he's not in a good place, Majok Deng.
Yeah, Majok Deng, as we wait to see what happens. But first 2 points for the 16-year-old Eke from the BAL Elevate program at the NBA Africa Academy. His had quite the tournament and the season here as he continues to improve and help this Rivers Hoopers side.
Well, he just rolls around EK in such a smooth way, doesn't he, Atril? And another fine score from the player from South Sudan, up to 8 points.
That is a veteran move. It is 4-for-13 for the Rivers Hoopers from the field and 6-for-8 for Al Ahly Libya.
Will Perry tries to go around. Diabate sets it up for Ike. How about that for an alley-oop? Big time. Teenage. Tremendous.
Massive there from Ike. It's 4 quick points for him since he got on the floor.
And look at what Atchewell doing. He's getting the pass. He's going through the paint, but he's drawing so much attention. He's unstoppable at the moment, Atchewell.
Wow.
See the replay there, though. That is just beautiful.
Will Perry has his eyes on Ike, who comes from the best line and makes no mistake. First dunk of this game.
There was a strategy that was very well by this Rivers Hoopers team against U.S. Miners here. They attacked the rim.
Well, Atuel heads to the free throw line for the second time in this game. He missed the first one earlier and makes it 18 points for Al Ahly Libya, 7-point lead against the Rivers Hoopers.
Yeah, three minutes remaining in this first quarter, and a little moment, and we're just going to assess the situation here.
Interesting game so far between these two teams. The Rivers Hoopers struggling there in the last 3 minutes, but there's still so much basketball, of course, to be played. You can see that the Rivers Hoopers are trying to continue to ask questions behind the arc. They are 1-for-9, which is a bit low for their percentages, just 11%. And you can see that Coach Ogo wants them to get into that paint and try to have Olisemeka and Ike come up against the duo from South Sudan of Majok Deng and Lualual Achuel.
Look at the perfect elevation of that pass to Ike. Will Perry, stupendous. Didn't get many assists in his last game. It didn't really matter because he managed to hit 33 points, of course. Four of those 9 3-pointers going in. Am I on the bench? But it's, I mean, the way that he just sets things up, and he can adjust his game. A natural point scorer, but also wonderfully in the assists. And, you know, he's the general, and he'll call the shots.
He is the general, Will Perry. Very, very effective from the backcourt to lead this Rivers Hoopers side to the semifinals.
You get to understand why Will Perry is one of the best point guards on display. And when you see him with ball in hand, you have to create coverages around him on the floor. He's a pivotal part of this Rivers Hoopers team as they go. And if they do make a comeback, it's gonna start with the playmaker, Will Perry.
Thanks, Q. Will Perry over to Wilkins. Comes out of play. He'll have possession once again. 2:58. Hoopers need to find solutions. Hoopers need to find solutions, and that's what they'll be trying to do.
Well, a bit of a sportsmanship there as Coach Ogo shakes the hand of Majok Deng. Both great human beings. They have much respect for each other.
Well, that's good work, isn't it? You see that man, Ike, into the paint they go. And that's exactly what they've got to do, because at the other end, that's what they're finding, you know, is causing them problems. So you've got to match them, you know, and that's what they've got to do. And Ike is one physical player, is he?
Yeah, he sees spaces and tries to drive into that paint. Solo Diabate tries to step up, but it's too late for the Al Ahly defense to do anything about his penetration. He scores the first from the free throw line.
Sharp shooting from the free throw line, of course, for Ike. Ike has been important, of course, for this Rivers Hoopers team. Nigerian international now, and a journeyman. He's been around, he's played, you know, in the States, of course, but also in Europe, in the Netherlands, and other countries like that. So, wealth of experience coming into this Rivers Hoopers team. This is his second shot.
And of course, he comes from a family with basketball royalty, the Ogumike sisters, Chine and Mecca, who are legends in the WNBA, encouraged him to come and play here in the BAL, and they'll be cheering him on, hoping he makes
that's a massive from Trey Golden. That is he's going straight to the free throw line. The three-pointer went in. Massive shot there coming from the American.
He has an opportunity to make it a 4-point play, but every time he squares up like that, has his eyes on the bucket, you always almost know that it will go in. Trey Golden, the Golden Man.
Two fouls for Will Perry, and two for Olisemeka and Wilkins. Three players in the starting five who've got two fouls apiece, and that is an issue.
That is.
They got a 10-point lead. Tamayo. Oh, that's good. Just lasered in there. Wonderful mid-range two. That's an important score as well. It's back to 8 points now. And 2:09 left to play in this first quarter.
It's important for the Rivers Hoopers, of course, to stay within touching distance here on this Al Ahly side.
shot clock down to 8. Oh, it's Eke who swats, and of course in the process makes contact with Deng. So they're attracting a lot of attention there. You'll go straight to the free throw line.
It is the seventh time that Al Ahli players have attracted the defense and foul and gotten fouled and heading to the free throw line there. 6-for-9, shooting at 66% from the free throw line, but that man, Majok Deng, hoping to keep it 100%.
To get, yeah, rolls in sumptuously there, up to 24. So they're back to 10 points, less than 2 minutes to play here. This is the first semi-final of two today, 9 from 12 and 1 from 2 for the Rivers Hoopers. And that one scored by Eke. Amayo goes for a big three. Oh, how about that? Sensational long-range shooting there from Kelvin Amayo.
It is the second three-pointer there for the Rivers Hoopers today. They've been missing a lot, but now getting that keeps them within Al Ahli's distance here.
Achiril goes for a mid-range two that just goes over the top. Amayo picks it up, an opportunity here. Eke going up, going high. That is brilliant there from Eke around the big man.
Around the big man, he had his eyes there on the bucket and made no mistake.
Now the ball just coming off. Eke goes out of play. That is just, I mean, he is driven. It's the second time that he's done that, Eke. What he brings to this Hoopers team is going to be fundamentally important for the Nigerian outfit.
Yep, 3 points for him, Divine Eke.
Murphy, clamped. 8 seconds left. Deng cuts in. There's a travelling call. Just a little shuffle of the feet picked up by the referee today, which is Chalisa Painter of the United States of America.
That is the seventh turnover here for Al Ahli Libya. They will want to reduce that so that they can continue and extend this lead against the Rivers Hoopers. But for now, the Nigerian champions looking for options on offense.
So last minute we go, 19-24. A chance to reduce the arrears once again off the corner of the backboard. And this is Deng once again, clamped out. That's great defensive play. And Eke doing a magnificent job at the back. 33 seconds remaining, an opportunity. Eke again. Always been picked up, and that's going to be Eke. The little tip in, lovely touch. It had to go in by one of them. They were just hunting it down, were they? Amayo gets the last touch.
That is a great touch from the Rivers Hoopers. They were one against four on the other side on defense and then trying to fight and keep that ball alive, immediately getting the basket. Good for them, as now it's a three-point game.
6 seconds to play as Golden goes up, swings it out to Murphy for a three-pointer. Well, that is just dynamic. Beautiful there from Murphy, who obviously making his own law. 21-27, we'll take a break. High over the top.
21-27, six-point lead for Al Ahli Libya. End of the first quarter.
Jackson, I mean, it was six points early in the first. The first time out was at 6 points, 7-13.
Yeah, right.
And now it's 21-27.
It seems like the pace is kind of staying at 6 points right now.
They're consistent with that.
Right, right. A couple punches here, a couple punches there. They come back and they stay consistent at six.
Absolutely. And you know, again, in this case is where the teams are kind of evenly matched. It's about momentum. Who is able to sustain the momentum, especially in those critical critical times in the fourth quarter? I remember you a couple of years ago said games are won in the fourth quarter. I will never forget that.
Absolutely.
And usually, so I never count out teams unless there's like a big blowout, like in the first two quarters.
Right.
I'm waiting for the fourth quarter, and usually it will take momentum. It takes heart. you know, who's able to stay in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
At the moment, to me, it looks like for the Rivers Hoopers, it's been Kelvin Amayo, really, that's kind of got it going, kind of scoring from wherever he wills, some three-pointers here and there. We saw a stat recently that said that he has taken 91 three-point attempts in the tournament.
He's going for the Guinness Book of Records.
We don't know how many of those have gone in, but we do know that 91 is an insane number of three-pointers.
You say that he should go for 100, just make it a record.
Absolutely.
And nobody will ever catch that, and he will go down in the history books as them.
100%, because all you're going to remember that is that he took 100. It doesn't matter how many he scored.
Nobody even remembers how many he scored.
For sure. Yeah. I'm cool with it. I mean, today he looks like he might be scoring a couple. He does have the hot hand for the Rivers Hoopers, yes. So we'll see how that works out. We do see that Will Perry's been having some trouble guarding Robert Golden.
Golden is not easy to guard.
Right, and Golden, you know, what he does is, especially from the three ball that he shoots at the top of the key, Will Perry has not allowed him to kind of land both times, and I would say Golden kind of sold the play a little bit to make it look better, you know, so that the officials call a foul for him.
Yes.
But Will's got to be very, very careful.
I mean, the strategy is to get Will in foul trouble because he's the most...
Right. Will Perry is way too valuable for this team to be in foul trouble.
Yeah. So let's go back to Kigali.
Lead changes here in the first quarter just shows you how intensely much this game is.
Will Perry, very physical. Look at the screens and a lot of clamping down. The ball comes to Amai, who's going to drive right through. Tries to get the ball. Is swatted away there by Atchwill and made safe. And they go up once again. Hamad, the captain, comes back on. Tries to go and score too. That's a big score, but it won't count. And there's an offensive foul. There it is, just on EK. Basically taken out of the equation by Atchwill.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to box out, but it's two personal fouls for Lual Atchwill and a bit of a problem there for the Libyan champions.
Victor Coco coming on for Rivers Hoopers. It's EK. Back out to EK. And to get rid of Hamad, step back. The shots. Well, it's a good battling there from Atchwill and Solo Diabate, the Ivorian, to make it safe. Here's Golden for three. It doesn't fall. It's off the front of the rim. Picked up by Will Perry. Quick transition. Contact Coco Murphy. Murphy down on the ground.
It is the first personal foul for Coco, the captain of the Rivers Hoopers. He finds himself entangled after that screen. He's frustrated, of course, but...
Let's get possession back.
It is Kevin Murphy, actually, sorry, with the personal foul.
That's going off, and on comes the very physical Al Maghrebi, 2 meters three, 24 years of age. And a chance for Eke and the Hoopers to try and cut down that lead. Amayo, short for Amayo. And picked up, rebound, Solo Diabate. Goes on one of those fast and furious dances through the paint. Well, look at what he does. Diabate is just, he's the demolition job, isn't he?
He has so much experience, Solo Diabate, the smiling assassin. His smile always lies to you that things are okay, but he's quite a dangerous player. And look at that, from that angle, he's almost floating in the air, Solo Diabate, two-time BAL champion, season one with Zamalek and US Monastir in season two, and now chasing his third BAL title. I mean,
that's
impressive, right?
It's super impressive. You know, it's like, he's trying to get as many trophies in his cabinet as... That the former South African international, Quinton Denison. Hamad goes up, tries to get it. The rebound's been made safe. Put it down. But it's, it's a tech, I think.
It is a tech on Al Maghrebi for hanging on the rim. But looking at the replay, the missed opportunity, second chance, and the dunk, but also the reaction. And you can see what it means to him to have put back the ball the way that he did over Olisemeka.
It's like a double swing, isn't it? Q, we're going to go over to you because you need to express yourself after what I just said.
No, just sitting here courtside, watching exactly what's happening, the fascinating battle inside the paint. Now that Luel Achuel is off the floor, it's a real opportunity for the Rivers Hoopers, and you think they will go inside and work the painted area.
Well, it is a 10-point game here, Roby, and three team fouls for Al Ahly Libya with just 1 minute and a half played in the second quarter.
Yeah, well, look, you've got to play that. You've got to understand where you can get those points. Now, Will Perry going off is a rarity, of course. He hardly ever goes off, but he has done on this occasion. I think he stayed on for 38 minutes, or 36 minutes, I think, in the quarterfinal. Long-range shot coming in, little tip-in, an attempt. Eke tries to get his hands on it. Nicely done by Olisemeka. Waits. Gets it back out. Amayo, long-range shot, big-time shot, doesn't fall. Made safe by, of course, Solo Diabate. That's a great pass, look at that. How about that for an assist to Hamad, the captain?
Wow, impressive from Al Ahly Libya. Of course, with their starters off of the floor. That is 7 bench points for them in the second quarter.
And a 12-point lead. This is the best lead that they've ever... Nice lead that they've ever had. Libya. They did such a good job in dealing with Al Ahly Egypt, of course, in their quarterfinal. Finding options, finding solutions, and going through the paint, but also on the outside, hitting big shots. They really did produce the full packet, if you like, as we see this wonderful replay with that excellent pass from the Ivorian.
Yes, Solo Diabate is a man of many tricks. He has a bag in a closet where he keeps picking up one of those, and it's that experience that he brings here with this Al Ahly Libya side.
I wonder if he's got more bags in his closet than you.
Well, that is a... I don't think that can be contested, Robbie, but
sorry,
I see where you're going.
You invited me in. That is a long-range shot there coming in, and there's an opportunity there for the man who's just come on. It's Musta Oyabanji. Diabate, mid-range two. He just does everything right.
Incredible there from Solo Diabate. The assist on the Alap position and that flutter there inside the paint to just continue to extend this 14-point lead for Al Ahly Libya.
Solo Diabate having his best season in the Basketball Africa League in terms of the numbers, and that might bode well for Al Ahly Libya, especially given the state of the game.
That's nicely done by Oyabanji. That is, they're trying to get the touch there and the points from Eke. Look, is being set up. A golden goes for this big three. And oh, look at that for a rebound. That's a show of strength there from Deng, isn't it?
That's a nice cleanup from Majok. Deng is in the right place at the right time. Easy bucket to extend that lead.
22-38. We'll take a break.
It's 22-38.
Oh,
Libya,
man,
is leading.
Man, oh man,
that six point
lead has added a 10. We've added 10 to the 6 points. It is getting spooky, what they say. Spooky hours. But we don't want it to get too spooky.
Yes,
there's still six minutes and 36 seconds.
So what kind of conversation do you think the coach is having right now with his players with 16 points?
To be honest with you, I think Rivers Hooper's coach should have called a timeout a lot before, before this.
True.
I think he was just trying his very best to let his team kind of dig themselves out of this hole, right? But for whatever reason... It's not that they're playing bad per se. It's just that Al Ahly is
playing better, way better.
They're playing better, but also their shots are just kind of falling for them, right? And they're being more aggressive.
Yes.
To me, I feel like Rivers Hoopers needs to go away from the jump shooting and really take it to the rack, take it to the hole.
Yeah.
Make the Al Ahly players play defense.
Yes.
When you make them play defense, they get tired, so that they can't really have as much fluidity on the offensive end. That's
absolutely
the biggest thing.
Absolutely. And hopefully they will take that message as they get back on the court.
Yeah.
In case you're just joining us, this is the Basketball Africa League live coverage of the playoff semifinals between the Rivers Hoopers of Nigeria versus Al Ahly of Libya, which is a debutant team. But if, you know, with the way they are playing, they don't look like they're debutating anywhere.
Oh, they look like, especially with this man right here, Solo Diabate,
yeah,
who has been playing for Petro.
Oh, look
with
at that,
that no look, yeah, bounce pass.
Yes, sir.
Quick layup. He has been phenomenal for this team, a floor general coming in. And it's interesting because he's not even getting the starting role, I don't think. I think he's coming off the bench, but what he means to this team, it has been instrumental. Let's get back to the BK Arena as they have come back from the timeout.
They are a team that live and die by the three-pointer.
Bamji's shot is off. That's a good chance. Olisemeka getting his first points, which is quite surprising that he hasn't scored before.
Yeah, it's been a very difficult start for him. He's been doing so much work on the defensive side, but finally rewarding himself on offense.
Q, over to you.
Well, it's like you were inside the huddle, Robbie, because Coach Oga Odadu saying that his team is settling for too many perimeter shots. It's allowing the opportunity for Al Ahly Libya to go in transition and score. So his call really is for them to attack the paint and stop settling for outside shots.
You know, there's 5:57 left in this second quarter. You've got five team fouls for Al Ahly Libya. You've got to take advantage of that. These are the situations that you've got to just read and deliver. And that's where they're going to find their points, is being aggressive and hard going in the inside.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Looking at Al Ahly Libya, though, they've scored 20 of their 38 points inside the paint. 8 of those have been fast break points. They've done an incredible job in transition, but now the Rivers Hoopers, they have to stay focused. First, play defense. That is the kind of style that Coach Ogo likes to play, because defense wins you games.
You mentioned about Coach Aramich, you know, playing big games, you know, in Europe, you know, with Kazan, Unix Kazan, and Lokomotiv Kuban. He knows about these situations, but he's never coached in Africa before. Is that something that, you know, he needs to adapt himself, or is basketball just basketball for you?
Absolutely have to adapt to the environment. The Basketball Africa League has a different vibe, a different level of execution, and different level of physicality. So coach making adjustments, I think, as he goes along, and that timeout comes again to address the offensive rebounding issue that he thinks his team has.
Al Ahly Libya, Hamad in possession, Solo Diabate. Is he going to score more points? Well, of course he is. That's what he does. He does it naturally.
He literally had a highway to the basket. Make no mistake, 40 points for Al Ahly Libya halfway through this second quarter.
Picked up by Wilkins, and 16 points. Hoopers need to find some kind of royal reaction. Kingsmen need to haul themselves back into this. Will Perry, he's only got 3 points so far.
Yeah, those 3 points from that three-pointer that he scored in the first quarter. But of course, he has a different role right now to try and play make for the Rivers Hoopers. You have Amaya who can shoot from the outside, and John Wilkins is also playing on the outside. You've got Olisemeka in the inside.
That's just held on the rim there by Olisemeka, and a little bit unfortunate. Great work there from Perry. Wilkins steals the ball. Perry goes up for three. In it goes. We talk about it. It happens.
Massive three-pointer there. It's the third for the Rivers Hoopers today, and they get back into it. That lead is down to 13 for Al Ahly Libya.
Given everything we've seen, you know that a 20-point lead can disappear in a matter of 7 minutes. And I think the Rivers Hoopers have shown the character to play through adversity like this.
And there's another turnover, so they get possession back. They go again. The confidence element of getting a couple of big shots obviously has a knock-on effect.
Back-to-back three-pointers for that man, Will Perry, the floor general. He's found his rhythm. And now the Rivers Hoopers have closed down that deficit to just 10 points.
Atchwil tries to roll around, doesn't go in. Get back out to Atchwil. He has another chance. Good snake hands there from Amayo. Picked up by Perry. Flings it out to Amayo. Is he going to go for three? Yes, he is. And it goes up, but it doesn't go in. And the hustle and the hassling ability of Atchwil make sure that he gets possession again.
We talked about adaptability, and looking at the way Kevin Murphy was playing earlier, he has now learned the hard way that he has to be aggressive while playing against the Rivers Hoopers.
I think there's a little bit of movement on the bench as David Ike is about to come on, bring on the big to, you know, just match up with Atchwell. That's a great score, isn't it? How about that? Beautiful drive, beautiful finish there. The 2-1 points on the pile from Ireland.
Kelvin Amayo weaving his way through that paint.
Murphy made safe at the back. Well, 32-42, they can bring it down to single figures if they score from this play. Will Perry teasing, baseline, back out. An opportunity, Oyabanji back to Perry. Perry trying to go around Murphy. Maybe should have kept hold of that rather than fling it wildly towards Oyabanji.
It is a frustration there on Will Perry's face. He tried to use the best line to attack the paint, but there was a bit of contact there. But let's look at the replay. He trips, and Kevin Murphy in the right place to deny him a clear pass to Oyabanji.
.15 left in this first half, 10-point lead. But you know, we saw with Estuan Petroluanda, 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and of course Petroluanda managed to reel them back in. It was 3-26, 24 the difference in points in that final quarter. Quite extraordinary. And Atchwell trying to find his way past TK.
Atchwell finds very tight Rivers Hooper's defense, of course, the one-on-one against DK, but there's help from Kelvin Amayo and John Wilkins in that paint, and Atchwell will go back to the free throw line for the third time today. He's 1-for-3 from the charity line.
And Atchwell is on the floor. He helps give the Hoopers surety on the defensive glasses. He's a very fiery player. He's having a discussion now with referee Chalisa Painter. I don't think he's happy with the contact that happened with Amayo. Oh, he's actually contesting. The player's putting their hands up while he's shooting the free throw. He's causing a little bit of a distraction, and he's unhappy about that at this point.
Definitely understand his frustration. You know, you want everything to be... there you go, that's the communication. You can see them putting their hands up. And the ball kept in by Amayo. 32-42. And 3 minutes remaining. Amayo. Okay, with the screen floated up. Oh, he just can't get it. He didn't lift himself. The timing was a little bit off for the 16-year-old. Otherwise, that would have shuddered the entire city of Kigali.
We've seen what Ike can do, born in Imo State. He's risen through the ranks here in this BAL Season 4, and his name will definitely be remembered.
Well, that's wonderfully done. See, Golden goes right through the paint, and then afterwards, Atchwell's there to pick up the pieces. They get that 12-point lead. Amayo for three. Doesn't fall. Made safe at the back. Excellent rebounding there from Majok Deng. Murphy. Murphy charges. Oh, that just opened up once again. They're a little bit too relaxed in the paint when you've got someone who just wants to just charge through.
Yeah, absolutely. That is impressive from Alahi Libya.
Swung back out. There's a chance for Eke. Murphy going up, Murphy for a shot, it's gone right over the top. Deng picks it up, and it's an easy two. It just looked too easy. They need to be a little bit tighter at the back, I think. Rivers Hoopers, if they're going to deal with this Al-Ahli Libya team.
Al-Ahli have established a 6-0 run there to take this lead back to 16 points, and you can see what that Rivers Hoopers run earlier did to them. Frustrated them, but now they're back in it with the right attitude.
They just haven't exploited that, you know, the five team fouls that they've had, Q.
They haven't, but there is a lot to look at, especially the play of Trey Golden. It's not only his scoring, his ball distribution has been fantastic throughout this playoffs, and is a big factor in why Al-Ahli Libya are ahead at the moment.
Perry goes up. This is an important shot. Can't use the glass. Still in Hooper's hands. Amayo this time. Once again goes back off. Olisemeke for Eke Eke. Make sure that that goes in. No, it doesn't go in. Well, they're not having too much luck. It's been picked up by Deng. Flung out to Golden.
There's just too many hands in that paint there. But Al Ahly Libya, obviously, with Majok Deng and Lual Lual getting the advantage on that possession.
A little bit of frustration there, isn't it? Eke's only got a few points. Well, this is for Amayo. Amayo, Amayo dunks it very comfortably there. But an important two to make it 34-48. And we got a timeout that's been called by Al Ahly Libya and Coach Seramic.
That is 10 points from the fast break for the Rivers Hoopers here tonight as they continue to fight the right attitude. Kelvin Amayo continuing to express himself on the offensive side. 16 points for Kelvin Amayo.
And 50.1 seconds remaining here in this first half. They came back to nearly 10 points and then they just allowed Al Ahly Libya to go back again. We can see this. This is a pretty straightforward. Go and do whatever you want, Mr. Amayo. It's all yours.
If there's anything that the Rivers Hoopers are doing well here today is to play very solid defense, continue to communicate and give themselves a chance to run that floor, and they're looking good so far. But they trail by 14 points here.
The field goal percentage from this Al Ahly Libya team is quite high in the first half. And you spoke a little bit, Robbie, about it looking too easy. And perhaps it is too easy because the percentages represent that. They got to make a couple of adjustments and see if they can't get more contests and more intensity on that defensive end.
I mean, it's something that they really have to do. Otherwise, they'll get those easy points. You know, Sola Diabate's done it. Murphy's done it. You know, you've also got Trey Golden also. Just cutting through as we take a look at Amayo and his 16 points ahead of Will Perry and EK. And on the other side, well, I think it's pretty much spread across the board, but two players in double figures with Atchwill and, of course, Golden.
It is definitely a game about the bigs here. That man, Lual Lual Atchwill, trying to do everything in the paint, asking the right questions. Coming up against Olisemeke and now Coco, the captain, who is in the paint as we see Will Perry continue to show his prowess on the free throw line. He missed one free throw line in that last game.
He misses one a season, apparently.
Yes, two in the last season. So, of course, shooting at 97% from the charity line. So he's not the man you want to go to the charity line.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of press here for Rivers Hoopers. It's a 13-point lead, but it is Al Ahly Libya in possession with the Ivorian. Golden picks it up. Oh, that's been snatched perfectly there. And Amayo goes up. He won't be stopped. That's a good steal and a good score for the Kingsmen.
That is back-to-back baskets there for Kelvin Amayo in transition coming off a steal, and that's how they want to try and continue to dismantle this double-digit lead here for Al Ahly Libya.
It's about a four-second differential. Deng goes up again. It's been snatched at an opportunity. Amayo screaming for the ball. Perry couldn't get it over the bigs. They still got 5 seconds. They've got to get a shot in. Amayo goes up. Big long-range shot. Doesn't go, and that's going to be the end of the half. But a good finish, a little flurry there from the Kingsmen as they trail by 11 points. We'll be back after a small break.
In case you're just joining us, this is the Basketball Africa League special coverage on the Voice of America. It's halftime in Kigali, Rwanda. These two teams battling it to go to the finals. Rivers Hoopers still trailing by 14 points.
11 points. Now. It has gone all the way up to 16
at
points.
At some point, yes.
Yeah, they
kept chipping out a little bit.
Right.
But still being dominated by Al Ahly Libya.
Yeah.
What's going on, Mugbill?
Honestly, from the Rivers Hoopers side, seems to me like Kelvin Amayo is really trying to wake them up and is really trying to push and will his team to try to get some kind of offense going. Mm-hmm. He has 18 points currently, leading scorer for the Rivers Hoopers. Continues to attempt three-pointers. Definitely seems like with the volume that they're using him at, he may even hit that 100 point attempt of the three pointers by this the end of this game.
Make a record for
whatever record it is. Yes. A record is a record, you know. But yeah, to me, it just seems like Al Ahly is just the more poised team at the moment.
Yeah.
They are being led by Luel with I believe 11 points,
right.
And then Golden has 10 points. Across that, I think Murphy has 9. So there, it's just a team effort
on the Al Ahly side.
On the Al Ahly side.
On the other side, you see that Amayo is leading by what, 17 or 18
points? 18 points.
And
then
the next one to him
Will
is
Perry,
Will Perry.
Not even in double digits yet.
Exactly. Yeah. So that shows the kind of imbalance. If you want to win these ball games, you have to have everybody have a certain, you know, at least a healthy amount of buckets made. Otherwise, you know, Kelvin Amayo could come out of this with 40 points. It won't matter if Will Perry and Divine AK
are not
you know, really into it.
Right.
But again, this is the first time these two teams are facing off against each other. They have two distinct playing styles and impressive records. Al Ahly Libya, known for their high-scoring offense, which we're showing right now. It leads in the league in the postseason points with an average of 87 per game. And as we reach halftime, Al Ahly holds a 14-point lead over Rivers Hoopers, setting the stage for an intense second half because Mokbil, as we know, no one wants to go home at this point.
No, not at all. Like, to me, it's going to be imperative for the Rivers Hoopers to come out in this third quarter and really assert some level of dominance to make sure that this lead not only goes under double digits, but really come together and put together some kind of a, you know, 5-6-0 lead, forcefully making Al Ahly have to call that timeout quickly off the third quarter, but build some momentum, get two really good possessions offensively, put together, and then get some good stops so that you really can start the motion, because what you don't want to do is be down double digits going into the fourth quarter.
That's a deep hole to dig yourself out of.
It's going to be very difficult to get out of it, especially when, you know, Al Ahly has shown that when they smell blood in the water,
they go, man, for the kill.
They've really been doing some things, man, and they're really moving well when it comes to the fast breaks. This man right
here. You
think
they're smelling some blood in the water right now?
Listen, man, they say sharks can smell blood miles away. So maybe, you know, they have a little faint smell from distance. But it's not.
And true to their reputation, as you can see some of the numbers here, Al Ahly has demonstrated their offensive prowess from the start, establishing a rhythm that saw them take that early on 10-point lead and 14-point lead at the end of the second quarter. They have had some impeccable ball movement and spacing, created some really nice open shots, which they have converted with high efficiency. Field goals is 62% for Al Ahly. It's only 32% for Rivers Hoopers. 25 rebounds for Al Ahly, 21 for Rivers Hoopers.
Well, look at that number of the three-pointers.
Oh, yeah. Look at the three-pointers, 2-6 and 4-25. And I'm thinking 24 of those are for one guy, right?
Jax, you know what they say, man. You live and die by the three.
Right.
So to me, it seems like when I'm just looking at the stats from the top guys, the Al Ahly side, not only is it, are they moving things the right way, but they're just way more efficient. You look at Luel. Luel has 11 points, but he's 5-for-8, right? Mm. Robert Golden, 10 points on 3-for-5 shooting. Kevin Murphy, 9 points off of 3-for-6 shooting. Diabate is 3-for-3 with 7 points. Majoke is 2-for-3. You look on this side, you have Devin Eke, who's 1-for-9.
Wow.
You know, you got
1-for-9.
You have Kelvin Amayo, who's 7-for-15, which, as his high volume, I can understand it. Will Perry's 3-for-7, which is decent. Mm. But, you know, Devin Eke really is going to have to step it up in
the
second half.
Absolutely. You know? They need him right now to step it up. I don't feel like he has been able to get his footing He struggled a little bit, and with this kind of game, you need to be on, you know, like, this is not the guy we saw earlier on. Do we want to listen to a little bit to the halftime performance? Should we? Yeah, let's go to Kigali for a bit.
Visit Rwanda brings you one of the best. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kevin.
Thank you so much.
We're now in Akadji Marshall Park. It's a home of the Big Five.
Nigerian outfit Rivers Hoopers trail by 11 to Al Ahly Libya, debutants in the semi-finals of the BAL. Will Perry, with one of those majestic moves, goes for a beautiful shot and sets him up with a 10-point tally out here today. Good passing from the Hoopers, but they're still lacking the percentage from the outside.
Well, the Rivers Hoopers find themselves in a position of discomfort, but Will Perry, as always, the flow general, trying to pick up on all of those tricks that we've seen all season here, trying to lead the offensive side for the Rivers Hoopers. He has the experience to execute, and he's been doing that today.
Oh, absolutely. He's 33 points in his last game, of course, and 4 from 9 three-pointers, 83.3% in the two-point shooting department. Today, a little bit different. They're finding it a little bit complicated against Al Ahly Libya, who are basically mixing up their game, scoring from the inside and the outside. They've got so many options that they're making life very complicated for the Kingsmen.
Yeah, you talk about that. Kingsmen are trying to play from outside the perimeter. They've gone to the free throw line just twice in this game. They like to leave by the three. Kelvin Amayo, John Wilkins, who is your center, but he doesn't like to play on the inside. But 33 points in his last game, Will Perry. 10 today, shooting at 60% from the field in the last game. 43 today, 5 assists in the last game, and here 2 today. But there's so much basketball to still be played in the second half of this game.
But one player who's just stayed on the floor for the entire game so far is Kelvin Amayo. And he is, of course, the top scorer, 18 points so far. So at least Will Perry's getting a wingman who's delivering the goods as well, because I think that having someone who's capable of hitting those shots has been such an important element to this Rivers Hoopers attack. If we look at the other side, there's some great basketball being played by Al Ahly Libya. They are seizing every opportunity.
Yes, talking about Al Ahly Libya, they've done an incredible job in the paint. They've scored a lot of points there, 28 to be precise. And that man, Solo Diabate, the two-time BAL champion with the jumper. He can drive into the paint, he can shoot from long range, and the reaction there to just celebrate those points. And there's nothing that Olisemega could do on that particular attempt.
But it's, you know, he's an all-rounder, isn't he? When you actually see what he does, you know, he's got his 7 points, but it's the assists. He's got 2 of those. He'll make sure that he is literally getting the ball quickly up into your opponent's territory, making the right pass, and then enabling his teammates to get the points.
And talking about his passes, very sneaky passes that he likes to put into that paint. But he has great court vision. You can see what he brings to this Al Ahly Libya side. Fex Kelvin Amayo. And on the other side, Ike just missing that by a couple of inches.
Yeah, that's he's just a smart player, you know. When you've got a player who's just got the ability to read the game, read those quick, you know, milliseconds on where the ball is going to go, you've got someone who knows what you know, how to run the show, and because he's got that experience, having won two PALs with the, as you mentioned before, Zamalek in US Monastir. You've got a player who has that experience, and he's still playing high quality basketball, as we see the comparisons in the last two games.
Yeah, coming off the bench, of course, he has already matched the four rebounds that he had in the last game. He continues to be a primary offensive leader here for Al Ahly, and just being able to release some of that pressure from Kevin Murphy and Trey Golden to keep the backcourt of the Libyan champions in fine form.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that they've got to find solutions, haven't they, the Hoopers, in the second half. We talked about how they're just allowing Achuel Deng to just carve up the paint, you know, and splash and do whatever they want to do. They've got to find options. It looks too easy. They're allowing the boulevards to open up, but they've got to be a little bit more physical. They had nearly 6.5 minutes where they had 5 team fouls, Al-Ahly Libya. They didn't once go to the free throw line to take advantage of that because they were trying to shoot from the outside.
Yeah, they'll need Peter Olisemeka, John Wilkins, and Ike, the 16-year-old, to get into that paint and contest and come up against Majok Deng and El Maghribi, as well as Lual Achuel. Of course, the South Sudanese duo bringing that physicality in that paint to match what the Nigerians can offer.
Olisemeka, 6 rebounds. So he's looking to build on that. Let's take a break.
Basketball Africa League special coverage here on The Voice of America. I'm Jackson Bunganyi, down here with Mark Bill Yabro in Studio 3. It's getting hot, and I'm not talking about our broken AC. It's just all around. Oh, Mark Bill didn't see that coming.
I'm done.
It's 37-48. Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers trailing by 9 points as they head into the third quarter. Mark Bill, what will they need to do to not dig themselves a hole too deep that they won't be able to get out of in the fourth quarter?
I think this hole already has shown that it can expand to 16. So luckily for them, they made a little bit of a run and kind of tried to close the gap.
Yeah.
But I will say this, though. What this team, this Rivers Hoopers team, needs to do is they need to really understand who has the hot hand in Kelvin Amayo and Will Perry. Maybe get the others involved in some easier type of shot selections. But they have to come out with a level of defensive tenacity to start off the third quarter. Their defense has really been showing them to be the weaker team of the two, because, you know, Al Ahly has just been really disciplined from the defensive end. If you're looking at these two game stat comparisons, Kelvin Amayo and Lual Achuel, Amayo has 18 points to 11 for Lual, but the field goal percentage is 62% to 47% for Lual in his favor. Kelvin is really doing a lot for the team. He also has 8 rebounds to 4 rebounds for Lual, 5 assists as well, and 18 points from his 3 points, or 18%, I believe, from 3-point, where Lual has not even attempted a single 3-pointer. This is very interesting for a team to have a lead like this and really attempt only 6 3-pointers in the NBA Africa League. Is very different because, absolutely, as we've seen season in and season out, more players have been starting to play more like the game has evolved in the NBA,
right,
as well,
right,
and internationally, whereas high-volume three-point shooting, but you live and die by the three. The Rivers Hoopers have shot 26
I believe, 25 or 26 three-pointers, yeah, and have only made like 4 or 5.
That's a lot of volume right there with nothing to really show for.
Yeah, it's tough. But now if they still keep getting those open looks and knocking them down, it really could cut into this lead. So we'll see if they, you know, change their strategy.
Change the dynamic. Hopefully they had that conversation in the locker room. The coach has spoken to them about what needs to be done. I know Will Perry is coming to do into this third quarter a different player than he was in the first two quarters. So let's head to Kigali for that tip-off of the third quarter.
Will say, guys, now's the time to deliver. Now's the time. You need to get out there as the ball's been picked up by Perry. A little bit of pressure there from the ever-dangerous and very present Ben Alhaj. Good pass to Perry. Perry goes baseline, gets it back out. That's a nice score. Look at that. Eke, how about that pass served up on a dish by Perry?
Well, of course, Eke is listening in to the commentary here. He had us question his offense, and he delivered the goods there with that basket.
Here he is, the man. Trey Golden. Golden for three. Off the metal. Deng's the tallest player, picks it up. Perry has the ball. He's been pushed, but he's fine. Amayo, Eke against Murphy, tries to go around the big men. Hook shot. Oh, it just rolls back out. There's the rebound. The rebound's good. Brilliant play and good cover. Well, whatever we said, there's two things around as Coco gets the 2 points.
It's definitely a big basket there from the captain, Fantastic Coco, just getting those 2 points real quick, and we have a 7-point game here.
All of the points have been scored by Hoopers coming out from the halftime break until Murphy goes up for two and changes and lays down his own law.
They needed that Al Ahly Libya just to comfort themselves and stay alive here in this game.
A great score there by Murphy, and needed one. He is the third or the fourth off-scoring option here for Al Ahly Libya.
Well, as Amayo goes up, he gets fouled by Murphy, and he'll go to the free throw line. Amayo, of course, looking to try and move it at 20 points early on in this third quarter. That's the Murphy replay. Deals with Perry, goes to the left. Olisemeka coming up, but he gets it over the top on a beautiful mid-range two.
Three personal fouls there for Kevin Murphy. It's a bit of an issue here for Al Ahly Libya, but they played without him in that incredible and massive victory against the defending champions, Al Ahly. But looking at the replay, Kelvin Amayo finds his wrench, doesn't make the first free throw, and will continue to attempt to see if he can correct that. But Murphy's still discussing with Chalisa, the referee, to contest the call.
Coco gets it back. There's a shot coming in. The rebound. Well, they had a great chance to get 2 points from that. Missing the free throw shots, of course. Picked up by Golden. 9 points. 8-11 left in the third quarter. Golden back out. Well, Deng loses possession. Nicely done, Olisemeka. Amayo dunks it down.
Beautiful there from Kelvin Amayo. He's the man with the hot hands right now. 20 points and is the highest scorer so far here today.
Rivers Hoopers, they led for 41 seconds so far. And is that a travelling call? And look at the replay of this beautiful dunk. Right arm. Slamming it down. Amayo up to 20 points. And Will Perry up to the free throw line.
Yeah, there's been a technical foul called on the floor. And Will Perry misses his third free throw in two seasons.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's Deng, of course, picking up the foul. It's very rare. We don't see that every day. We know how meticulously good he is at shooting, Will Perry, but on that occasion, yeah, just missing.
I don't even think it's part of the sentence construction in the Basketball Africa League, seeing
Kelvin
Perry
Amayo
miss
precision
a free throw.
Is his middle name.
put up, not put down. Oh, it's picked up by Atchwell. 4 seconds remaining, got to get your shot in. Goes over the top, they're lucky. They will get possession back. Alili Libya touched the fingertip. I mean, it was very visible. Q, you were right in front of it. Over the top it goes. That's a great score from Antwell. 43-52. Paul Perry running into a little bit of trouble. His name is Deng. Calmly gets the ball back in his hands. Nice screen there coming from Olisemeka. Goes around. Floats it out as a drop pass into the half of Olisemeka. A little bit too complicated for him to take it underneath all of those trees.
Yeah, there's so many trees and hands in that paint, but kudos to the way that the Libyan champions are playing defense here. Looking at the replay.
Golden flings it out to Deng. Ike trying to get his hands on it. Murphy with the shot. That is such fine shooting there from Murphy. And Murphy pushes himself up.
It is 13 points. 13 points for Kevin Murphy. Switched on and locked in. Beast mode.
Amayo for three. No rebound from Olisemeka. He's finding it complicated in the paint to get the rebounds. They stretch that lead back to double figures. 11 it is. Murphy goes through the middle. And that's made safe by Coco, the captain.
It's a big rebound there from Coco in the right place at the right time.
Oh, that is delightful. Beautiful work, Eke, taking the sumptuous pass from Amayo.
And is up to 7 points there, Divine Eke.
Here's Deng. That's dropped into Atchwell. Oh, it goes out of bounds, and they will get possession back. The Hoopers in a good position. Let's have a look at this play between Perry, Amayo and Ike.
It is the three players that have been very key to the backcourt offense of this Rivers Hoop side. Will Perry, Divine Ike, Kelvin Amayo have been putting in so much work throughout the season to make sure the Rivers Hoopers are in the semi-finals.
They got 37 of the 45 points for the Hoopers, just to give you an idea. Shot clock down to 8. Perry for 3!
Perry, winning Perry, just coming alive here. And we have a 6-point game as the Rivers Hoopers come closer to Al Ahly Libya.
Up to 13 he goes, Q.
One of the three players said they've got to contribute, and whenever Perry starts the offense, Rivers Hoopers tend to play a lot better.
That's a good pass. Eke comes in from the cold and scores 2 more. Wow, big, big time score. Timeout's been called because Coach Yeremich will be a little bit frustrated with what he's seen offensively. We're going to take a break. It's 50 points for the Hoopers, 54 for Al Ahly Libya.
And this is a timeout that has been taken by Al Ahly Libya, 54-50. The Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers are on a roll, Jackson. They are roaring back. What do we say about the third quarter, man?
This is where you need to get, you know, whatever you have in your reserve,
let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. You got to be on E. You should really give everything in every game anyway.
Absolutely.
This is the time to get back into
more
it.
More so in the semifinals, a game that is very critical and very important for you guys to advance to the finals, especially knowing that the issues you had just to get where you were right now for the Rivers Hoopers. We know the difference maker is Will Perry, a.k.a. Perry, as Asha Komugisha has dubbed him. Perry is the hot sauce that Perry is working with. And when he gets into that offensive mode, playing the field, you know, he's the flow general that you want in these moments, and we saw that from that pass to Divine Eke in the final seconds before we went to timeout, where Divine Eke was able to convert it into now a 6-point lead.
Four point lead.
They've
wow. They've cut
so
it
that
all
means
the way
10
down.
Points, 10-0.
Man, quick 10-0 run. Yeah. But yeah, this is going to be a very, very interesting. Let's see what Al Ahly Libya can do coming back from this. Let's go back to the BK Arena.
And he really did tell them to be more aware of where they are positionally. So a couple of adjustments coming in, and Solo Diabate on the floor to see if they can't shore up the defensive end.
Atuel down into the corner. Look at this, ever so dangerous. Well, stay out of there. You're not coming through, is the call against Egg. Oh! Eke! Reverse dunk, big time!
Divine Eke coming alive there in this third quarter in fine form to just make it a 2-point game here for the Rivers Hoopers.
They've been rattled. Al Ahly Libya, 2 points. Atuel tries to find his way through. Amayo gets in his way. And Kevin Amayo, that might be his second foul. Wow, look at that. Slap down. You are not coming through. It is not allowed. Ola Semeka.
Majok Deng thought that he had the highway, but on the other side, Divine Eke completing what is a perfect run for the Rivers Hoopers. Incredible there. Start for the Rivers Hoopers. They're playing like Kingsmen. This is royalty.
Definitely is royalty. Coco's coming on, a captain of this Kingsmen battalion. Oh no, he's going to stay on it. EK, of course. Oh, get out of there once again. That's a mile this time. The SWAT team are in the house.
The Rivers Hoopers, they have an opportunity to tie this game or take a lead.
Oh, Eke just going up. He draws the foul from Deng, though, and Deng picks up his second foul.
We talked about matchups here. Majok Deng and Divine Eke on both sides of the court, as Majok Deng has his right arm in the vision of Divine Eke, and he goes to the free throw line.
I think Divine Eke, he is most definitely a serial swooper. Q, over to you.
Calvin Amayo is having an outstanding game for the Rivers Hoopers. He's present on both ends of the floor, and he's been a big part of why they've been able to pick up this lead and get back in the game. They forced 18 turnovers from this Al Ahly team, and Al Ahly really have to do a better job of taking care of the basketball if they want to stay in this competition.
6 rebounds, 20 points, and he's got 5 assists, Kelvin Amayo. Boys, the attempt to try and flick that ball back out to a teammate, unsuccessful from EK, picks up by Diabate. It's 52-54. They have an opportunity there. And let's see what Al Ahly Libya can do. Champions of Libya, put up for Atuel by Diabate. Tries to find a little two over the top. Oh, that's a little bit too overambitious there for he's gone over the top. Let's hope that he's okay.
There's enough hands to make sure that he's okay, Divine Eke. He's a very versatile player. Well, I think this is a hug. Come on, man.
It is.
That's a hug.
We all love basketball. He loves it so much. He's going to just go into the, you know, into the crowd and say hello.
He's like, hello, everybody. And that's, of course, our colleague Cornelia Sommerling.
Yes, indeed. They're both fine. Nick is back on the court. 52-54. And a lull in scoring capacities here for the last couple of plays. Let's see where this goes. Perry cuts inside. He goes for three. Oh, it comes off the rim. That's going to be Atuel with an easy dunk. Put it in there. And Atuel up to 15 points now.
And we'll not even celebrate that given the circumstances. It is the first time they're scoring in a very long time.
Listen, how he managed to put that in, Eke, I really don't know. Hanging in the air. He was going fast. He had to pull it back up and then put it in.
Amazing. That's 10 points for Divine Eke in this third quarter. He's really up to 13. Looking good. for Divine Eke.
That's going to be a third foul for Will Perry, which is a concern as he goes down. And a little bit frustrated there. Q, we're coming over to you.
Timeout called on the floor, and you know basketball is a game of runs. Right now, the run from the Rivers Hoopers has put El Ahly in a little bit of trouble, and this timeout is an important one for both of these teams.
Well, we talk about the importance of defense, and Coach Odaudu of the Rivers Hoopers has done an incredible job to try and continue to put pressure on Al Ahly Libya, who had started looking like they were complacent. We've seen that as a theme here in the playoffs in Kigali. Fus Rabat, Al Ahly, the defending champions, and S Dwan, finalists from last year, all packing their bags in the quarterfinals because of complacency.
Complacency. It's a big word, isn't it? And it's a word that can affect absolutely everybody, and we've seen it. And, you know, you can't take a finger off the pulse for a single second in this Basketball Africa League, because the quality of the basketball has been top-notch, but it's also the fact that it's so quick, the reactions that we have from teams, that everybody really wants to go forward and try and win the championship title.
And if we know anything about Nigerians, they have this fighting spirit, that Nigerian spirit. We've seen it throughout as a theme here in Season 4 with this Rivers Hoopers side. One win in their first season in 2021, and all the way to the semi-finals here in Season 4 in their second appearance. They're looking good, the Rivers Hoopers.
You heard Coach Ogu Odaudu say it's been a fairy tale run, and he really has emphasized that he understands the importance of the game, and he's going to try and make sure that they pick up this win.
Well, listen, it's all about defensive rebounds, and EK does make sure that that is safely in the hands of the Hoopers. Perry, EK, asking EK to give him a little bit of help there. Olisemeka, second bite of the apple, and a good score. And all of a sudden, we're level, 56 points apiece. 2:20 left in this third quarter.
It is a big bucket. 4 points for Olisemeka, and now the Rivers Hoopers have ball possession.
And they've stolen the ball, and it's picked up by Eke, flung back up. Eke!
Incredible reaction there from the Rivers Hoopers, looking at their ability to transform defense into offense, and just looking too good for Al Ahly Libya in this third quarter.
Yeah, the points won't count. There was a foul there by Murphy, so the referees are just going across to understand exactly, you know, what happened there, so that they can allow him to go to the free throw line normally. But they've blown the whistle. Oh, it's an offensive by EK on Murphy on the ground, in fact.
It's been
it's Eke on Murphy there. Sorry, I should carry on.
Looking at Eke, of course, he's frustrated there, because he was in a good position to give the Rivers Hoopers the lead, but they'll have to play defense first to get an opportunity to have ball possession.
First time that they would have the lead. They've had 41 seconds. They've had the lead in this game. Hoopers, long range shot, defensively dealt with. Amayo, he's got Eke. He's going to give the ball. Oh, that was a little bit lucky. They are so low. Look, it's just quite incredible. But I don't think the points will count. There's a foul. Fouls on Eke.
Yeah, looking at the replay, El Maghribi's hand caught up in all of that transition as Eke goes to the free throw line. It's his first trip, and he makes the first free throw.
Q, the first time that the Rivers Hoopers are actually in the lead since very early on in the first quarter. I mean, that must have a psychological effect on your players when you see that the scoreboards are actually favorable for you.
I hate to go to cliches, but it is a game of runs, and they pick the right time to go on a run and pick up the lead. They have to beware, though, because I feel Al Ahly Libya might have a run left in them.
Well, there's a Will Perry foul, I think, and that's going to be number four. And if that's the case, then he's in serious trouble. Looks around, he knows it. Look at that right arm goes across his chest on Golden, and Well, problems now for Rivers Hoopers.
That is danger for the Nigerian champions. Will Perry is their primary ball carrier and handler and flow general. As we've seen throughout this season four, he's amassed 13 points so far and, of course, very key to their offense. But he'll have to try and play in a better way.
Well, at the moment, the rebounds are definitely going into the hands of the Rivers Hoopers, and the shooting percentage is coming down for Al Ahly Libya. So it's favourable for the Hoopers, but as you said, as we both said earlier, you know it's a game of runs, and all it needs is a trigger to detonate a run for Al Ahly Libya. The battle and the fingertips. Diabate right through the middle, drops it. Oh, it's just not been made safe. A few mistakes here. Perry gets knocked off his feet by Murphy, who coasts in from the side. Well, that's a little bit messy from both teams. Amayo, Amayo for two, up to 22.
Impressive performance there from Kelvin Amayo. He makes playing basketball look very easy, but believe me, it's not that easy. He's a genius.
59-56, 31 points, 31 seconds to go, and a golden shot not falling.
That is 20 defensive rebounds for the Rivers Hoopers. They've given themselves a chance here to come back and have ball possession, rethink their offense, and continue to build that confidence here in the third quarter.
There's about a three-second differential. Perry needs to go for a shot. Well, there's a foul on Perry by Murphy, and it looks like that Murphy is going to go up to four fouls as well. That is a win-win scenario for the Hoopers.
That is four personal fouls for Kevin Murphy, who is a very important player for the Al Ahly Libya. But the replay on the other side just showing you how impressive they've been on offense.
Frustration again for Perry's. He's missed another free throw shot. As I said, we're not familiar with that, are we, Q?
Absolutely not, but you have to give him credit for his IQ. He attacked Kevin Murphy trying to get him into foul trouble, and he succeeded. And he gets one of the two free throws.
And it's a four-point lead for the Rivers Hoopers. As Golden goes up, tries to get his shot in. Doesn't go. And that is a turnaround scenario. As the Rivers Hoopers go into the fourth quarter with a four-point lead.
Basketball Africa League special coverage on the Voice of America. It's the end of the third quarter. Mark Bell, it seems we spoke too soon.
We said what we said, and what we said, we stand on it. We said that the Rivers Hoopers need to come out with defensive tenacity, which they have. Their defense has created offense for them, and they've been able to completely turn everything around.
Absolutely.
On top of that, Kelvin Amayo is playing out of his
brilliant
mind.
Brilliant basketball, for sure. And we've seen Will Perry, who is the point guard for the Rivers Hoopers, previously has been very instrumental in the wins. If you have a solid point guard who's able to be a good floor general, really is a difference maker. He's struggled in the decision making in terms of the shots he's taken. When he gets to the three-point line, I feel like something is off with him today. I don't know what it is.
I think it's just a little bit of maybe overcompensation. Maybe I wouldn't say the moment's too big for him, but because the team has relied heavily on Kelvin Amayo today, maybe he just wants to be a part of, you know,
which I
can understand. Right. You know, when you're usually the go-to number one guy, even if you're having a bad day. You still want to partake in the win and feel like, you know, you had something to do with it.
Absolutely.
So sometimes I think maybe that's coming into his mind. And some of the shots that he's had outside of that one really forced three-pointer, the other shots just haven't gone down. I don't think that they're necessarily bad shots, but they're still not the best shot, or it's not like what we've seen has been working for them.
Rivers Hoopers has overtaken with 18 assists to 11 of Al Ahly Libya, 35 rebounds to 32 of Al Ahly Libya. 5 of 29.
So you see that it's still not a great three-point shooting game for them, but they've made so many points off of the fast break that have come from them playing really good defense.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go back to Kigali. We have about
how many minutes left in the fourth quarter just started.
Yeah.
And let's get back to Kigali.
Al Ahly Libya 23 and limiting them to just 8 is just an impressive third quarter. It's the perfect way you want your team to play. But now, the most important quarter in the game of basketball.
That's a lot of theft. Well, of course, Will Perry goes to the bench, and it's a little change there with Johnson Anai coming on. He's going to be the ball handler. Oh, it's a charge coming through. Look what Eke does. He's been an absolute thorn in Al Ahly Libya's side, because every time he coasts in, there's my friends, the drummers, of course. I'll be joining them a bit later. He ghosts in down the baseline every single time. And you know that he's so athletic that it's near on impossible for you to not commit a foul.
This is the divine AK that has been very persistent and consistent here in this season, playing a key role, especially now with the absence of Will Perry from the floor. He knows he has to continue to ask those questions, get into that paint, and lead the offense here for the Rivers Hoopers. 15 points for Divine Eke.
And a 6-point lead at the top of this fourth quarter. This is showtime. This is the pivotal moment where we'll find out who will go into the final, the first finalist, as Deng gets clamped down, goes into the corner. Murphy's there, and a foul has been committed by the Hoopers.
It is their first team foul here inside the first minute of the last quarter.
And it's David Ike who picks up his third, just getting tangled up there with Deng. Flung out to Murphy. Murphy, oh, nearly loses possession. Yes, he does. Well, Anai gets the ball, and Murphy is going to be going out. He is on 5 fouls, and that's the end of his performance here. And he's frustrated there as he looks across. He's really annoyed. That's the way it is, I'm afraid. He's a little bit mad, though, because Eke got in his way.
Well, he was fouled out, and he picks up a technical foul now as well.
Yeah, he knows it. Mega frustration for him. Coach Hermits will know that he has to try and find solutions, because even though they've gone down, having led at one point by 16 points, something that we've seen a couple of times in this PAL, but he's also now frustrated because of losing one key player.
Well, it's been the tale of two halves, really, and that man, Divine Eke, has been the thorn in the side of Al Ahly. He has 1-for-10 in the first half, and he goes 6-for-7 here in the second. And if he continues to ride this wave, they could ride him all the way to a win in this all-important semi-final.
Yeah, good player brought in, 27 years of age, Divine Eke. Played in Afrobasket qualifiers in Tunisia for 2025 for Nigeria. It's going to go down to the wire again, isn't it, Asha?
We've seen that as a theme here in the playoffs in season 4. Everything goes down to the wire. It's very tensely contested here.
Look, everybody's looking for the rebound. Of course, that looks like, yes, it's definitely going to be Hooper's ball. I'm wondering if there's going to be a coach's challenge here, because the ball goes out, and that's what you can do for this. You get one a game.
A lot of frustration from the Al Ahly Libya side, and they feel that they're being treated unfairly, especially after that fifth personal foul for Kevin Murphy, and now there will be a video review.
Coach's challenge for possession called for here by Coach Yeremich.
There's a lot of talking, but we will just wait and see as the possession will be assessed.
The replay there, El Maghribi touched it, and it looks like it came off of Olisemeka.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the verdict as Q's over that. We have the officials and, of course, Chalisa Painter. Now, Nell, the camera's on Olisemeka, of course. We saw that replay, Asha.
Yeah, looking at the replay, it looks like the ball came off Olisemeka, but we'll wait until the decision has been made.
Successful coaches challenge, it will be Al Ahly basketball.
Call 8:44 left in this fourth quarter, and 6 points behind Al Ahly Libya take it up court. Atuel tries to roll around Olisemeka, thwarts him, but he still gets a good score, just hooking it over the top. He's up to 17.
It's the first time that Al Ahly Libya are scoring here in the fourth quarter with 1 minute and a half into the quarter.
Oh, that's great work. Golden goes up. Golden sets it alight with a fine layup.
There's two big baskets there for Al Ahly Libya, and you can see from the body language that it's giving them so much confidence.
But there's a lot of tension on the floor, and there's a little bit of angerness. You know, there's some angry atmosphere around here, you know, and some frustration.
Yeah, that is why it's important for the refereeing trio on the court to control the temper of both sets of players.
It's another pass that is from Amayo that goes into the hands of an Al Ahly Libya player. And these are the frustrations that are obviously going to affect Rivers Hooper's. Golden goes up for another big shot. It comes off the rim. It's been picked up there by Deng. Deng goes up. There's a foul on Deng. And that will be the second Hooper's foul. He'll go to the free throw line.
Well, just looking at the replay there, Majok Deng attempting to find contact in that paint. Koko falls for that, and Deng goes to the free throw line. It is 7 points for Majok Deng and 10 rebounds. He's had quite the outing here. Of course, lower numbers than we've seen in previous games, but he continues to be a factor here in that paint, especially against Peter Olisemeka of the Rivers Hoopers.
Kelvin Amaya with a double-double, of course. He's got 10 rebounds, 22 points now. Is Eke down in the corner, wants a little bit of a screen, wants to try and find some space. Not many options. Amayo goes for three. High over the top. Eke tries to get a hold of it. He can't drop the pass into his teammates' hands. And they're left a bit frustrated there, the Hoopers, because they're getting hassled and hustled in a big way.
Yeah, they're getting hassled, but that's exactly what we expected. And Will Perry, the floor general of the Rivers Hoopers, is back on the court. It's a one-point game and a one-point lead for the Nigerian side.
Important phase in the game here for both of these teams. And it really is going to be important for Will Perry to try and stay on the floor for the Hoopers.
7 minutes and 5 seconds. Long-range shot comes back off. It's been picked up. And, well, there's contact there by Koko. And again, another foul and another chance to go to the free throw line. It's Gait Al-Maghrebi. 26-year-old who will be taking two shots.
It is four personal fouls there for Coco. Of course, this is exactly what we expected in terms of contact. And El Maghribi asking the right questions. There was a bit of desperate shot selection from Al Ahli Libya from behind the arc. But they've quickly realized that if they continue to drive into that paint, they can get a couple of points. And El Maghribi scores the first free throw.
And we're back level at 62 points each with 7 minutes remaining. And three fouls for Rivers Hoopers, two for Al Ahli Libya. That's something we've got to look at going into the final stretch. Heading into money time. They move ahead by a point.
Al Ahli Libya scoring 65% from the free throw line. Quite impressive there. Could be a defining factor here in this game.
Eke for three. Oh, how about that for a massive three point from the corner.
18 points there for Divine Eke, and it looks like it has actually been counted as a two.
Just inside, good call.
17.
And the battle there, he keeps all the possession, it doesn't drop it in, and that's a travelling call on Atchwill. And look at the frustration between them. He's going not very happy with Solo Diabate, the communication there. Got to keep calm as well.
It's not easy to keep calm in such circumstances, but looking at the replay there, Divine AK and the celebration.
Will Perry gets his two mid-range. How important were those points? 66 points to 63.
That is 5 for 10 for Will Perry from the field.
No, I mean, he's going to do that every day of the week, Atchwill, if you've given the chance. That was a straightforward dunk from him as the paths just opened up.
Yeah, clear highway there for Lual Atchwill, and he makes no mistake.
Into the corner, Eke once again goes for a long-range shot. It's not been made safe by Solo Diabate. Eke makes the foul, that'll be his first. So he's not too concerned about that, but it means a 14th foul for Rivers Hoopers.
Yeah, there will be frustration there from Coach Ogo, but of course the Rivers Hoopers need to execute better on their defense in that manner as well, punishing them for the complacency there.
Diabate in possession, Perry next to him, can't get sucked into that physical game that Solo Diabate brings to the floor. There's Golden who's just going around, and Olis Emeka will pick up his third, and that is five team fouls for Rivers Hoopers. We talked about discipline, we talked about the knock-on effect of having five team fouls and playing aggressive basketball. Al Ahli put themselves in a very strong, prominent position now going into the final 5.5 minutes.
That is danger for the Rivers Hoopers. Olis Emeka with three personal fouls, Coco with four, and those are the players that are playing inside the paint. Ike as well, the 16-year-old, with three personal fouls, and still so much basketball to play with 5 minutes to play.
Al Ahli Libya can potentially win this from the free throw line if they continue to be aggressive. It means that Rivers Hoopers are going to have to temper their defensive aggression, and they're going to have to play smart for the last 5:27 of this semi-final contest.
And the smart game comes from, you know, having the floor general Will Perry on the, you know, leading them forward. And, you know, if he picks up a fifth, then they could be in serious trouble. Not the case so far. Just got to be aware. Rivers Hoopers still, well, in this, trailing by a point. And Aye going around, trying to find 5 seconds remaining. Got to get his shot in. Needs 2 seconds. There's the shot. It's been picked up. Ike can't get the pick up and put in. The shot clock down to zero.
Frustration there from Coach Ogo's team as the Rivers Hoopers continue to try and turn things around here in the fourth quarter. Al Ahli Libya have already scored 11 points and limited the Rivers Hoopers to just 6. Kelvin Amaya on the bench with Coach Ogo trying to see if he can give him a breather, and then he can come back in for the final minutes of the game.
It's interesting that we haven't seen John Wilkins play much. 13 and a half minutes he's played today. And he hasn't been. He's in the starting five every single game that they played here in Kigali. And he's literally on the bench. And, of course, they got Kelvin Amayo there as well. So it's interesting to find out what kind of choices Coach Ogudo is actually showing and providing for his team out here today.
It is a game of the bigs, as we've talked about, but the physicality that Majok Deng and Lual Achuel bring here is the kind that needs Olise Meka and Ike, the 16-year-old, to match in there. That's why it explains why Coco has four personal fouls already and is in the same build as John Wilkins.
Well, the delay coming now because the confusion is the foul count on Divine Ike. Referee Jan Davison saying that he called a foul on Aneke earlier in the first half and he wants clarification because that is going to have a knock-on effect, of course, in terms of foul count on that on the Nigerian star.
Thank you, as we see the double-double for Kelvin Amayo, of course, at the top of the pile there and leading the way. And on the other side, you've got Murphy Golden and then behind Achuel. Golden going down.
Yeah, we've talked about how this game will come down to the free throw line. Al Ahly Libya knowing very well that every time that they're fouled, they go to the free throw line.
We're just waiting for clarification.
Again, more confusion. This is about a timeout call. And the table and the coaches are consulting in, as to whether there was an actual timeout call, and there's no consensus at this point. It looks like it's going to be a timeout.
Okay. All right. Thank you. 4:48, 66-67. We'll be back.
Basketball Africa League special coverage here on the Voice of America. Mark Bell, it is 66-67. Al Ahly Libya finally able to retake that lead. They were down up to like 5 or 6 points at some point after having lost an edge of 16 points.
Wow.
Rivers Hoopers able to dig their way out of that deep hole. And here they are within 1 point. To catch up to Al Ahly Libya. I feel like both teams have made some changes, whether it's in, you know, coaching, it's having some conversations with them. But here we are in the third quarter, fourth quarter, and it's 66-67, Libya leading just by 1 point. This is, again, to quote you, games are won in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth,
so
Jax,
what do you expect to see from Al Ahly?
Ooh.
Or from the Rivers Hoopers.
Honestly, with a little under 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, you have a one-point game. To me, the game changers for the Rivers Hoopers have been Kelvin Amayo and Devin Eke. Devin Eke went 1 for 9 in the first half and came out initially in his first 7 attempts. In the second half, he was 6 for 7. Mm. He's been keeping the pressure going. To me, it's integral that he is the one that really has been showing the physicality for this River Hoopers team. Will Perry also is a floor general on their side, but on the opposite side for Al Ahly, it'll be up to their floor general, Robert Golden, to get the rest of the guys going. So we'll see. Who wants it more, Jackson?
Who wants it the most? Is it the debutant team that made it all the way? Is it the Rivers Hoopers from Nigeria who everybody questioned, do they even deserve to be here? But now, let's go back to Kigali.
Let's go back.
Is the one that will win the game? Will it be Al Ahly Libya or the Rivers Hoopers?
Crikey, that was a big block just to tell Deng that he wasn't going to be given permission to go through. There's a chance for it to go up. It's a great defensive play from Olise Meka, who makes it Rivers' ball. Well, he's going down that boulevard. Once again, it gave back out to Will Perry. Will Perry around the, going through the middle, tries to find his path. Ball still in Hooper's possession. Yeah. 1 mile back on.
Well, Lual Atrell just continuing to establish his presence there. Rim protector for this Libyan side as he denies Will Perry.
Kellen Amayo, give it a little bit of space. Can he get a shot in downtown? Big time shot. Oh, it's wonderfully picked up. That is Eke. Imperial Eke taking the rebound. Knew exactly where it was going to fall as well.
Sumptuous finish there. 19 points for Divine Eke, a man who just had 3 points at halftime.
Incredible, yeah. Is Diabate. Diabate goes around Will Perry, trying to find a way through. Get out of there, says Onis Emeka. Made safe by Amayo. Great defensive play. Oh, he goes up for three. Will Perry. Oh, it just comes back out. Eke with a rebound once again. Back out. Eke. Oh, my word. This is a great spell for the Hoopers. Q, did we expect this?
Well, no one expected that. Expected the battle on the boards, and right now it's Rivers Hoopers that are dominating the offensive glass. It's how they've got ahead in this important phase of the game.
We've talked about the importance of scoring runs here in the BAL, and this is exactly what the Rivers Hoopers are doing. They're enjoying this one and staying with that 3-point lead.
Well, again, they're not getting the rebounds, are they, Alali Libya? Well, I know someone who's going to be jumping with joy if the Hoopers go through, and that's Burner Boy, because he grew up in Port Harcourt, of course, and I'm sure that he's got his eyes on this one.
It's definitely so much tension on Niger Street, where this Rivers Hoopers side is best in Port Harcourt in River State.
Okay. Amayo puts it up. Oh, it's not been slammed down there by EK. Picked up by Golden. Golden hits the deck. Foul by Amayo. Amayo, only his second foul. But we go straight to the free throw line because of the five teams.
It is indeed a journey to the free throw line for Al Ahly Libya. They're shooting at 71%, 15 for 21. But the replay there from David EK, fine form to connect from that assist of Divine Eke.
And there's the foul. It was just as Golden, Trey Golden, was trying to sneak through.
Yeah, he's 5 for 6 on the charity line today. And goes up to 15 points.
Spoke about the importance of the free throw line, and if they continue to just attract fouls, it stops the clock and keeps Al-Ahly Libya close as Rivers Hoopers try to keep this lead.
As we go to the wire with 2:48 left on the clock, another one of those ground-shaking, nervous finales. The emotional roller coaster continues. Will Perry gets it back out. EK, shot clock down to 5, needs to go for Amayo right over the top. Another chance goes up. There's the put in. Oh, just before the shot clock hit 0. Brilliant stuff from the Hoopers.
That is yet another offensive rebound from the Rivers Hoopers. 20 seconds to be precise, and their 14th second chance point.
Great pass. The Deng Atchouil South Sudan connection paying off there.
They're enjoying that movement inside the paint. They know that the Rivers Hoopers are in foul trouble, and they want to continue to use that in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Amayo around the outside waits. Will Perry. Will Perry trying to go around Diabate. Into the hands of Olis Emeka. Oh, Ike watches the ball fall between his legs and go out of bounds. And he looks on in horror.
It's a bit of frustration from both players. You can see that they're tired and frustrated, but the bounce pass was a little bit short there from EK to Olis Emeka.
1:44 left to play. Solo Diabate. Oh, look at the hustle there from Will Perry. Wins the ball back. Nicely done. Picked up by Perry again. What options does he have? Into the path of that man. Oh, he's fouled there. David EK falls down quite nastily as well. Hopefully he's okay. He'll go to the free throw line. The Hoopers lead by 1:32 left to play. It's all madness here in Kigali.
This is exactly where heroes are made. And looking at that defensive play there from Will Perry, helped by Divine Eke as he provides Eke with the assist, but not good enough. And Eke will go to the free throw line. 1 minute, 32 seconds. It's a 1-point game. And Eke has the honors of extending this Rivers Hoopers lead.
You continue to understand the importance of defense and what it does in tense moments down the stretch.
misses the first. Gets his second, and he moves into double figures. Three personal fouls there for Deng, as you can see on your screens. But such a tight tussle. Once again, we go into the wire. Wherever you are watching in the world, enjoy. He gets his second. He's up to 10 points. The 16-year-old, timeout's been called by Coach Jeremic.
Wow.
73-71.
This is the drama that we've been seeing here in the playoffs in Kigali. I mean, we asked for it, but seeing it live here is not exactly what the fans back home in Port Harcourt across Nigeria and, of course, the diaspora looking at this Rivers Hoopers side. Of course, for Nigerian basketball, it would mean so much if the Rivers Hoopers met the final. There's been so much traction on social media with Nigerians praying and fingers crossed and hoping that history will be met here today. And looking at the numbers, 22 points, 12 rebounds, double-double for Kelvin Amayo, 6 assists. He's put in such a massive shift here. 19 points for Divine AK, 11 rebounds. That's a double-double and 2 players there. But 21 points for Achuel, 16 for Trey Golden with 5 rebounds, 4 assists. And Kevin Matthew fouled out with 13 points, 8 for Majok and 11 rebounds. Impressive from Alahi Libya, 7 rebounds and 7 points for Solo Diabate, who came off the bench and has been the primary offensive leader here for the Libyan champions.
22 points, 12 rebounds, Kelvin Amayo. What a game he has had. Needed to step it up and come into this one. He's been present today, Kim.
He's been a standout player for sure for the Rivers Hoopers. And just out of this timeout, Coach Jeremic really emphasizing attacking the paint and with aggression, especially given the current foul situation. He needs to, they either got to get a score or they got to get to the free throw line was the call here from the timeout.
2 points separate Hoopers, Alali Libya. A place in the final on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock awaits the winners here. This is money time. Important moments and a chance, 4 seconds. You've got to get your shot in. Solo Diabate knows that he goes up for a big three. Comes back out. Who's going to get the rebound? Well, they're lucky. 14 more seconds. Diabate. Golden gets the mid-range two. They move level. 1:11 left to play.
Wow, so much basketball to still be played here today. Of course, tension on both benches, but Kelvin Amayo, the man with the ball, has 22 points so far today. But can he continue to lead this charge here?
Hot hands. Hamad, the captain, comes on for Alali Libya to keep an eye on Amayo. Shot clock down to 6, goes through the middle. Oh, it's gone a little bit too far, and Eke can't get his hands on it, and that is a missed opportunity.
It is apologies requested there from Kelvin Amayo. He thought he had Divine AK in the right place there, but they lose the ball and possession, and Alahi Lydia will have to inbound that ball. Not so much pressure from the Rivers Hoopers in terms of defense. Both sets of players tired. They've been playing heavy minutes and averaging about 37 minutes, the Rivers Hoopers. But let's see if Alahi Lydia will deliver on this ball possession.
Golden in possession. Diabate on the floor. Shot clock down to 10. 37 seconds remaining. Got to go for a shot. Achuel. Deng goes up. Tries to get the rebound. Doesn't get the shot. It comes back out. Who's got it? It is that man, Amayo. Amayo. 26 seconds remaining. They're in possession. 73 points apiece. Will Perry gets the ball down into the corner. Is he going to go for the shot? Will Perry picks it up. What options has he got? He gets...
That's a foul by Trey Golden on Will Perry, and he will go to
He
will not. And it's a timeout for Coach Ogo.
It's just possession on the sideline because that's their fourth team foul. So a very smart move, potentially.
Very smart move for Coach Ogo Odaudu to ask for a timeout.
And a very smart move for Golden to foul, you know, Will Perry, knowing that they had 3 fouls.
Yep. It's also impressive that Will Perry has played with 4 personal fouls the whole fourth quarter. We've seen this script before in the last 1 minute of games here in the playoffs. But of course, timeout for Coach Ogo. What can he do? We've seen Kelvin Amayo, Will Perry, and Divine AK with the ability to shoot from behind the arc or also drive into the paint? So what will it be?
The thing is that they got to watch out for Atchwell, who'll be racing straight up to the other end as soon as the ball gets scored or it goes out of play or it's a turnover or whatever. Q, what were they saying?
Are they really trying to figure out whether they attack on the inside or get a shot on the outside, like Usher was saying? But what they're clear on is that it's going to come very late in the shot clock, and it's going to be your guess as good as mine as to where this ball goes.
Okay, 2.5 second differential as well. So, ball in the hands of the Hoopers. They get possession, leave it late, try and get a shot in. Who knows? I can't call it. I'm not going to call it, but of course I'm not.
Well, Robbie, everything sounds very cute and nice on paper.
It does indeed. Amayo, Will Perry gets the possession. Where's he going to go? Shot clock down to 10. Goes back. Can he get a score? We're all level at 73 points apiece. Will Perry. Oh, it doesn't go. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be possession for the Hoopers with 1.6 seconds remaining.
Wow, this is pretty impressive because Will Perry tried to have his eyes on the ball, but Luol Atrell was in his vision. Of course, it's a mismatch and he didn't get it right. But it seems like there will be a review.
This one triggered by the referees. It's going to be instant replay just to check possession and see exactly what happened as the ball went down the bounce.
It makes sense. I mean, it's such an important call, isn't it? But it looks as though it's a Hooper's ball, but it's good to clarify, of course.
I mean, we've seen so many strange things. I think we need a documentary after this.
I need
this
a sleep
four.
After this, I think, I mean, that's what I need. I mean, it's just been riveting. There's the official review there, of course. And now they're trying to work out what they're going to do. And, you've got Eke who ghosts in from the baseline. You've got Amayo who hits big shots, from downtown. Perry can hit a great shot. You've got someone who can get a rebound, but there's probably not enough time. So, I mean, what do you do? I think all they do know is that Alali won't get a shot in.
Well, the thing is, both teams are in team foul trouble. And whoever fouls here, the opposite team will have to go to the free throw line. Wow. 1.6 seconds.
So do you foul?
No, you do not foul.
No. I'm saying are they going to look for a foul? Or are they going to go for the... You've got to go for the shot.
I mean, they'll try to go for the shot, but if they can get a foul, it should work for whoever has the ball possession. But this is crazy.
Well, we're looking at all of the different scenarios, but I mean, this will really be super important. Who gets possession?
I mean,
1.6 seconds remaining.
It's going to stay white ball. They're going to put 2 seconds on the game clock, and it's going to be Rivers Hooper's possession.
Oh, there we go. This is it. Or we go to overtime. 5 minutes of overtime. Both teams with five team fouls. I mean, we've seen it before. We'll see it again, right?
We've already seen overtime here, but there's still a platform for mistakes to be made in this 1.6 seconds.
Eke in possession. Looks for Will Perry. All the ball goes back. Needs to get the shot. It's really... It's gone. It's over. Wait. I think it's overtime. I think that that's confirmation that it's overtime. That we're all level at the end of this first semi-final, 73 points apiece. So we will go into 5 minutes of overtime. We thought it might be the case. Wow.
This is really, really interesting. Of course, kudos to the Rivers Hoopers who have thrown everything to this game to try and stay alive. But not getting the play right. Of course, frustration there from Coach Ogo. But you can see he still has a smile. He's a man who's very positive. We've spoken to him so many times before games. And he always tries to make sure that he has the right attitude.
We'll take a break. It's 73-73 overtime coming up here in Kigali.
We have another overtime on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. It's 73-73, end of the fourth quarter. Al Ahly Libya able to hold off Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers. Those final critical seconds, every second counts.
Oh, my God. Honestly, it felt like at least 10 minutes in those last
right,
two, 3 seconds. Possession could have potentially went either direction, but... yeah, kudos to Al Ahly for, you know, weathering the storm. Rivers Hoopers came out to try and close the game out in regulation, but the game is now going to overtime. Mm. We will have additional 5 minutes of overtime to see if we can settle the score and see who punches their ticket to the finals.
Absolutely. Every second counts. For me, the guy that has been like, there's a certain duality in this game for Will Perry. We used to call him the floor general. He has missed some really critical points, made some bad, poor decision-making mm-hmm. in those final seconds where he, instead of trying to score that really tough three-pointer with a few seconds to go, moved the ball along. A thing that he has... Will Perry has been known for moving the ball.
Right.
Today, something happened with this guy.
But, you know, I think I won't even really say it's about Will Perry. I think it's the Al Ahly defense that has kind of thrown him off his game.
Maybe
you know,
they right? really did come at him.
Yeah, because their strategy has been the entire time to corral him, to come around him, to make it difficult for Will Perry and making Calvin Amayo turn into the player that he's turned into to take over this team. But at the moment, it seems like we're getting started with the overtime. So let's get back to the BK Arena.
Really just tasking his team to go back to their original sets and play with a little bit more composure here in the first or in this final 5 minutes of overtime.
Okay, step back, three-point shot. They get another chance. Back to 14. Perry. Made safe for the back by Deng.
There's a big defensive rebound there from Majok Deng as Al Ahly Libya come back to see if they can produce some magic on offense.
They can't forget that there's five team fouls each, so free throw shooting could potentially result in foul activity, and that is the first scenario that we've seen here as we see him getting tangled up. Olisa Mecca just getting in a little bit of contact with Atuel straight to the free throw line.
It looks like it's been counted as a basket, and Atua will go to the free throw line.
So the basket will count, but the coach's challenge is going to happen from Coach Ogo Odadu. He's challenging the contest on that make.
And, looking at the replay there, David Ike coming into contact there with Atuel, and it looks like it's goaltending, but we'll leave the decision to the experts.
Yeah, I think it was coming down when
Chalisa Painter and Jan Davidson will have to make that decision alongside Dr. Mbai Say.
There he is, Doctor.
Doctor, he has a PhD.
He's just showing off, isn't he?
He has a PhD in German and media studies, specifically looking at the narration of Senegalese music.
So that's a foul that's been added. Plus, no, it's just a goaltending, correct?
Yep. The basket counts, and they'll go back to the original foul call that happened on the floor.
That's Will. Possession. 2-point lead. Trying to extend this. 4-18. Good shooting for Atuel, and now he moves up to 24 points, leading and moving ahead of Amayo as well. Need to get quick points here. Hoopers not fall behind. Eke going around Amayo. Shot clock down to 6. Amayo cuts inside, flings it out. Eke for 3. It goes back into the hands of Golden. Quick transition. Deng's going to just gets you easy points there. That's a big score that is for Eleni Libia.
That is a massive score there from Majok Deng. 5-point lead here with 3 minutes 45 seconds to play. But all of that will not matter if they don't win.
It's a big long range shot there. He doesn't go. There's a put in there. Beautifully done. Eke comes in from the cold and he's up to 21.
Divine Eke giving themselves a good second chance there to clean up nicely from that attempt from Kelvin Amayo.
Unbelievably, that's their 25th offensive rebound.
Ballers. Well, he picks the ball up. Hamad has it. They're a little bit lucky there. The rebound. Oh, he's going up. Atchouel smashing, crashing, dunking the ball big time.
That is very dangerous there for Peter Olisemeka. He fouls out as Kopko and or John Wilkins comes back on the court. Wow. Look at that replay. Precision and eyes on the basket for Luol to just continue to dominate in that paint. And look at the eyes. The eyes of a South Sudanese warrior.
The eyes of a warrior. And because of the foul, he goes up to the free throw line to try and get 3 points from this. And all of these points are super important because they're playing the game perfectly. It's the kind of Eleni Libian performance we saw in the first half. Doesn't manage to get the extra one. But they have a 5-point lead, and we got 3:30 left to play in overtime.
That might be the biggest moment of that game. Mark that dunk.
Amayo into the middle. Eke driving quickly. Oh, the ball is a touch there by Sola Diabate, and straight to the free throw line. These are the important moments as well. And Eke will be trying to increase his tally of 21.
It is.
Look at that. That dunk is bombastic. Little shake. The mean growl look of that man, Joluel Atchouel.
Bombastic and fantastic. Divine AK is 3 for 7 on the free throw line. That's his fourth free throw tonight as he goes up to 22 personal points. But a really impressive second half he's had so far. He had 4 points at the halftime break, and he's managed to turn things around and take a bit of more responsibility to support what Kelvin Amayo was able to do in those first two quarters.
It's a 4-point game, and it's 2:50 left to play here. Golden in possession. High screen there, Atchouel. Atchouel goes through, picks up by Perry. It's Amayo. Amayo goes up, and he goes in. 2 points. Excellent play there from Perry.
Important bucket there for the Rivers Hoopers as we have a 2-point game here.
Deng picks it up, goes for a big long-range shot. It's oh, that is just brilliant from Captain Hammer. Where did he come from? That was top quality.
Captain Sofyan Fadi Hamad with an impressive and timely bucket for Al Ahly Libya. But on the other side, just he was in the right place at the right time, just using the best line and backhand over John Wilkins to make it a 4-point lead here, Robbie.
I think this is so tense and tight, it could go absolutely anywhere. But I think what Eleni Libya are doing, they're getting points and they're getting fouls. And that's the difference here. Picked up by Coco. But you've got to score those free throw shots. 4 points. Eke doesn't manage to get his angle. Atchouel.
That's good defensive work there from Atchouel. He makes sure not to establish contact. Gets and safeguards that rebound. And Al Ahly Libya will try and see if they can score on this possession.
I don't know why he went for the shot, went for the drive. He was unchallenged. We see Diabate drive and just slice up the defence with a wonderful, aggressive drive into the paint.
Impressive there from Solo Diabate. He goes up to 9 points here, but more importantly, 6-point lead.
And the Eke rebound doesn't happen. It's been made safe. We have 1 minute 40, 6-point lead, Haftar, and it's Alali in possession here. Golden into the path of Atchouel. Floats one over the top, Coco with a good rebound. Amayo at the other end, drives into that man, Diabate. Perry, unable to get his three. Left very frustrated. 1:17 left to play.
Well, right now it looks like Al Ahly Libya have the momentum in overtime. They're 9-5 ahead of the Rivers Hoopers, but the Nigerian side continue to play defense aggressively.
Everything that they touch is turning to points. Well, that one doesn't. It's a three-point miss. Amayo is just waiting for the pass at the other end. Perry picks it up, and they need to get points from this. It comes to Coco. There's Eke. Eke going for a three-point shot, needs to score. Does score! 3 points! 81-84!
And Al Ahly being punished there for their laissez-faire defense. They didn't think Divine Eke could attempt the three. And now we have drama on the floor.
Well, listen, the clock had to be stopped there. And you've got to get in the way and just calm it down. Will Perry looks empty. But, of course, you know, we know that he's got a couple of fine three-point shots, you know, to go if needed. But just stopping the clock there was vital.
It is indeed vital as Hamad, the captain of Al Ahly Libya, goes to the free throw line. Al Ahly are 69% on the free throw line, but this could be the most important free throw of the game.
Nails.
I'll continue to say that big-time players make big-time plays. You saw the shot from Divine Ake. He's not a recognized three-point shooter. He can shoot a three. That was under a lot of pressure. He made the shot. But on the other end, these are also very important free throws for Captain Ahmad.
4 points, they've got the lead. Wow, that is just as cool. He's got ice in his veins, isn't he, Ahmad? 39 seconds remaining. Perry, Perry. Drives into the paint, comes back out. It goes through Amayo. Amayo's shot comes off the metal. Solo Diabate, that's surely enough for Al Ahly Libya. 23 seconds. They got a five-point lead. Atuel and Eke will go to four fouls. And Atuel will go to the free throw line. The Al Ahly Libyan players being told to sit down and not celebrate just yet because they're on the cusp of something here, but it's not a done deal.
It is not indeed a done deal, but that man at 12 going to the free throw line is 2-for-7 today, 28% there, but he's been impressive in general. He's the highest scorer for Al Ahly Libya, 26 points. He misses the first, and his 7 rebounds have been a major impact here in terms of helping Al Ahly Libya to have maybe 1 foot into the final.
Goes up, it goes in. Atuel doing the damage. 27 points. Timeout called. 17.7 seconds left to play.
We've talked about how important it is to play the last 1 minute here in the playoffs. Of course, this is where heroes are made. And now we're about to see the first team that will make it to the final of the BAL in season 4. But for the Rivers Hoopers, of course, they can feel the pressure. It's a 6-point game with just 17.7 seconds to go. They've tried to shoot from the outside on the last two possessions. It has not dropped, but let's look at the numbers, Robbie.
Yeah, 81-87 the score at the moment. Field goal percentage, a little bit better for Al Ahly Libya. The assists for the Rivers Hoopers, passing the ball around nicely, getting the ball to the likes of Eke and, of course, Amayo. Rebounds, they've been solid in that department. 3-point shooting down for Rivers Hoopers.
Well, of course, we've talked about how they are a team that live and die by the three-pointer. Those 6 three-pointers that they've scored today have helped them to stay within the game, but they are also the team that attempts threes the most, 42 until this point. But Al Ahly Libya, they know that they have this perhaps in the bag. They'll still have to play a bit of good defense to try and turn things around. But that man, Majok Deng, has been impressive here today with 10 points and 13 rebounds.
Quickly.
Still plenty of basketball to be played. A quick make here and then maybe a quick foul and we could still see a different story.
It's exactly that. And we'll see what the play is all about here. 81-87, Will Perry in possession. Have to get a score from this. Have to get an early score. Time is of the essence. Perry in possession, looking for an option. There it is. Be picked up. Will Perry drops it into Eke. Eke back out. Wilkins goes for three. Comes back off the metal. It's been picked up. And that surely is it. They surely can't do anything about this. And goal, I guess, fouled by Wilkins. and that means that they get straight up to the free throw line. The Libyan bench are celebrating because they know that it's an unassailable lead, literally now, with so little time left to play. 5.7 on the clock. Golden in possession here.
Well, we've seen bigger miracles happen in the game of basketball and in sports so far, but surely the basketball gods have decided that this one is almost done. 7-point lead with 5.7 seconds to play for Al Ahly Libya and the Rivers Hoopers.
Fine shooting there for that man, Golden. He's up to 20 points as we see Amayo go up and get two more points. He's up to 26, but it's all over. How about that? Al Ahly of Libya enter the big stage. They have qualified in their first ever BAL for the final of the Basketball Africa League. Congratulations, 83-89, the final score. Rivers Hoopers just coming up a little bit short on this occasion. But what a battle that was. What a contest it was. But it is, of course, Al Ahly Libya, who are the first finalists of the BAL Season 4.
Congratulations to Al Ahly Libya, as they say in Arabic, Mabruk. There will be celebration across the country. They've not had so much basketball action in the last 10 years. But now with them qualifying to the final, it means they're getting closer to that goal that they want and that they came to pick with. But of course, Rivers.
And does that wrap up the first semifinals in epic fashion?
Wow.
Al Ahly of Libya are on their way to the finals,
yes,
as a debutante team.
It's a history in the making.
89-83 in overtime.
Dominating in overtime. Absolutely.
Wow.
Somewhere, somehow, the Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers were not able to. Again, we talked about momentum. It's about momentum. How do you sustain it in these very critical moments? And Al Ahly Libya showed that they had what it takes. And here they are going to the finals. The first time they're coming to the BAL as a debutant team.
Making their way.
And going all the way, dominating in Cairo. I think they were number two, actually.
Yep.
And then coming to Kigali right now, making it. They have just stamped their ticket to the finals.
So we have post-game interview with Lual Achual, the leading scorer for Al Ahly Libya.
Came to work. And we're not satisfied. Everyone's celebrating, you know, we're going to take it in and enjoy it. But I'm really happy for the people of Libya. I'm really happy for South Sudan. I'm happy I'm playing with my brother, and that's all that really matters to me right now.
I got one more thing. He a fucking dog. And he's the best big in the fucking ball. You hear me? He a dog. Hell yeah.
When you talk about the BAL, what are your impressions, or what are you feeling about the level of competition that you've experienced so far?
I'm loving it. You know, I love competition, so just being able to compete, it's very physical. It's fun. Like, I'm really enjoying it.
Now, this win sets you up for the final. What is it from this performance that you can take into the next game that you can build on?
I think you saw how good of a team we are in the first half, and then second half, you saw how bad we can be. So for us, going into that final, it's just about playing a complete game, because I know whoever we play on the other side, they're going to come with it. So we have to be able to play a complete 40-minute game.
Well done today. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Just want to apologize to our viewers for the language there. Congratulations to Al Ahly Libya. They make it through.
And
course,
that was a post-game interview with Lual Achual, leading scorer for Al Ahly. Man, he spoke, you know, like somebody who's ready to win a championship.
Absolutely,
you know,
absolutely. And we'll see who they meet on Saturday for their finals.
It'll be Petro de la Wanda versus the Cape Town Tigers coming up next, and that is a rematch.
Yes,
Cape Town Tigers' one and only win in the tournament prior to beating Fus de Rabat. Can they repeat what they did in
the Kalahari Conference? Do they still have the energy of this team,
or will Petro decide to steamroll and say that should have never happened?
Absolutely.
And we're here to go back to the finals. We will find out shortly.
Just again to make it clear, during the Kalahari Conference in South Africa, the Cape Town Tigers did not perform well, and their only win was against Petro de Luanda, which they will face off today.
Shortly.
Yep. Shortly.
Yep.
And then whoever wins that will prepare for Saturday's finals in Kigali.
And then the third place team.
So
at the moment right now, the Rivers Hoopers still have a game to play on Friday, which they will be playing against the loser of the game that will be going for a third place, which will still be a really good game to play. You know, you still have something to play for, third place. You're still on the mantle. You know, you still get that bronze for the BAL. So it's still something to play for. So
absolutely. And for us here in studio, I've been Jackson Vunganyi with my guy, Mark Bill Yabaro. Listen, we have all of this covered on our website, voaafrica.com. Just go click on that little banner up on top on our webpage. Watch the previous games, listen to our previous analysis. We have our podcast coming up next week just to give you kind of like an overview of how this fourth season of the Basketball Africa League, what happened, some of the big moments. Today was one of those big moments with the Rivers Hoopers taking on a debutant team, Al Ahly of Libya. And in the beginning, we saw Al Ahly pulling ahead with a couple of 9 points. And Rivers Hoopers able to basically come back and lead by a few points. They went on like on a 16-0 shooting spree. But at the end of the day, games are won in the fourth quarter.
Yes,
and Al Ahly Libya won this hands down. And they will be staying in the BK Arena. Even though the Rivers Hoopers are also going to stay, they're not going away. They'll be around for the third place game. We'll be around to cover all these games that are left for you. And well, I guess we'll catch you next time on Saturday, right?
Sounds about right. Yep. Saturday it is. Jackson and I will be here live in studio, making sure that, you know, we keep you all updated for that very reason. But beyond all of that, I think to me the most exciting thing has been the overtimes, the closeness of the games. We've seen so many different types of finishings that has happened.
Coming down to the wire.
And we still have, after we have this Petro Cape Town game, then we have the third place game and the final. So
we have
so
a couple
much
more games.
Basketball still left that we will wrap up not only live in studio, but also on the podcast after everything is done. We'll see you next time.